The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Wake up, fairy princesses! Wake up!
Get up before I get you up!
I don't know if my leg is supposed to be on
the
bottom.
Let me wave at it.
Can someone call a paramedic?
During the show, it gets crazy in here.
Hang on. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it.
Good morning.
Oh, hey.
How you doing over there? How you doing? You all right?
Fantastic.
Dale?
What?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Good morning, Starmy. Welcome to Wednesday.
It's here.
I can't believe it's... Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I know. Who was it?
What do you mean? Tao and I both did the duty this morning.
It wasn't me.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That actually scared me this time.
Your face is kind of freaking me out. I'm not going to lie. Steve-O shaved.
I did.
Wow, you look crazy.
Do I?
Well, you don't look crazy. You just look different.
Crazy.
I just realized we all had beards. Like, Teo's got the cool stubble thing going. It's like the, you know.
It's itchy.
It's kind of, yeah. Mine just, I just couldn't do it anymore, man. You know what it was? Sam from accounting. Put a photo up of me snuggling up with Steven yesterday on our field trip, and my beard looked patchy. And I was like, that's not going to fly. And I went home and shaved it. I'm not even joking. That's like the truth.
Oh, man. That is the truth. It's time to shave.
It just, there was a little like patch over here, and I was like, I hate that.
I feel like that's going to happen with your hair one of these days. So you're just going to see a photo and go, man, I look just like Scott Stapp.
Oh, my long hair? No, it's not
going to happen. Looking like Scott Stapp.
It's not going to happen,
I look just like Chad Kroeger.
It's probably going to happen soon. Yeah, that's true.
I look like Steven Seagal.
I don't look like any of those guys.
In the 80s.
None of those guys.
I look like a drug dealer with slick back hair.
What?
Like an 80s villain.
Oh, okay.
They always had the slick back hair.
They did have the slick back hair. You're right. Can you hear that? I think I'm losing my voice.
Ooh. Were you yelling at the baseball game yesterday?
No. No. I don't know what that was.
No. No. No.
I don't know where that came from.
No.
I don't.
It's allergies.
Seriously think.
It's
allergies. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't screaming.
You want some water? Here. There you go.
I was screaming. I had a chicken yesterday that got out of the coop.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
One literally flew the coop again.
Seriously?
Oh, no.
Rocket had to help me corner it so I could catch it.
Man, Rocket.
I think it's the neighbor girls. Remember the ladies? Ladies!
Oh, are they sneaking in and letting the chickens out?
Yeah.
Come on.
I honestly think so. We had to, like, booby trap it yesterday.
I don't think so.
You think I'm joking?
I bet
if one of those
Brody.
Kids loses a hand, we'll know. We'll know.
Yep.
They're caught dead-handed. Yeah, one of them got out. I had to chase it around. Rocket was like, "This." I thought this time Rocket was going to eat the chicken because he was like kind of nipping at it, but he was pushing it into the corner. And man, he did a fantastic job right until I finally, like, we cornered the chicken and I caught it and flipped it upside down. And Rocket was trying to jump at the chicken.
Uh-oh.
But he was just barking.
Yeah.
He was barking like a hound. It was weird. It was weird.
That Rocket, he's a good dog. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 2016, 6:06.
I knew you were going to do that. High today of 81.
81, huh?
81.
It's getting hot, guys.
Blech.
It's getting hot
it's just
in
getting
here.
Hot. Let's and
Friday and clothes. Saturday?
Take your clothes.
87 and 88.
Really?
You know what? I'm going to start a petition today. See how many people I can get to sign it on campus.
Yeah.
Shorts. We're going to get shorts approved.
Shorts. What if they're nice shorts? What if they're city shorts?
Yeah, what if the shorts
I have a pair of city shorts.
Were khaki shorts. Know. What if they were cargo shorts?
Yeah.
No, cargo. Chad Brad Bryan?
He's making a comeback, man.
Oh, no, speaking of 80s villains. Gosh.
Man, cargo shorts are great because they got the little pocket right there.
Let
you can put your wallet
what
in
I'm
there.
Talking about here.
Put your cell phone in there.
Look at this.
Sunscreen. It's like having a fanny pack
it's
on
a
your leg.
Very nice pair of city shorts.
Those are nice.
Look at these, Steve-O. I have a pair of these.
I have a pair like that, but they're Dickies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're literally
How
called
long
city
are they?
Shorts.
Yeah, that's.
They go down to my knees.
I thought that was like a weird Taoism.
Nope. No, city shorts. The ones I have are purple.
Huh.
I guess you'd call them plum.
Here's what we're going to do.
I'm going to wear them to work and get in trouble for it and start a revolution.
That's what...
No, we're going to do a petition today. I'm going to get it going.
Your petition's not going to work.
For shorts?
I'm going to walk around campus today and ask people
to
sign it.
The day to have done that was yesterday when we were all together.
Well, yeah, another good reason why we should have been able to wear shorts.
I'm pretty sure I'm sunburned.
Hey, I got a little sun.
Yeah.
On my forehead.
Same here.
Yeah, glad. We can't talk about it, but I'm glad we got to do that.
Yeah,
oh, that's
fun.
Right. I forgot.
We're not allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, not allowed to talk about it.
Nobody told me I couldn't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to talk about it. Oh, they made it very clear to us we're not allowed to talk about what we did yesterday. And I was like, oh, why would you
surprise.
Include us then? Because we have to wait for how long?
For people listening right now that are going, you can't do that. It's not a big deal.
It's
going
to be great, guys.
Yeah, we're the wrong people to say you're not allowed to talk about it.
Right. Because now that's all I want
to
do.
Yeah, we're gonna tell you guys.
There you go, Dex.
This morning.
It's a fine pair of cargo shorts. They don't go down to your knees.
Wow, that's fine.
I need a nice pair of shorts.
Oh, that's fine.
If we're going to start this revolution, I'm going to need to own a pair of shorts because right
shorts?
Now I don't.
City shorts.
How many signatures do we need?
I think you need at least 10,000 to get something
no.
changed.
Hmm.
Yeah, think about it. It's a lot. No. 10,000 people don't listen to our show.
Well, what if it's just people on campus?
I don't know.
I doubt there are 10,000 people.
What's the percentage that needs to sign that thing?
1 million.
100%
more than
of 50%?
I think more than 50%.
Here's what I'm going to say. If we can get Skip to sign our petition,
he's
I'm pretty sure
it.
We're good.
Why would he sign it?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he sign it?
It could be his rule.
I bet he wants to wear shorts.
You know what? That's probably true. That man lives in the ocean.
He loves California.
I mean, not literally lives in the ocean. He lives here.
No, he's Aquaman. He told me one time. He said we couldn't talk about it, and I could never reveal it.
Gosh.
But he's Aquaman.
It's a big issue, guys. Maybe he's got a lot of things on his plate. I'm sure he hasn't even really thought about it.
I'm going to get these. Booyah.
Okay. Save that link. I'd like to buy a pair of those.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't get a pair.
Today is the 132nd day of the year. We're looking at 16 days until Memorial Day weekend. I want to wear shorts on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, you know I will be.
That's a rite of passage. Yep. That's a piece of America that they can't take from me.
I'm wearing them that Friday.
Take
it's
that, Crystal.
Friday short.
You guys know this is Crystal's fault.
Short Fridays.
She's
Friday
the one
shorts.
That I just realized. Crystal is the one that came up with this.
Really?
Yep.
It's not always been like this.
It's Crystal's fault.
Could you wear shorts back in the day?
No.
Yes, he could.
Steve-O's been here for 20 years.
Yeah. I haven't been here for that. Yesterday, I realized how old I was
how
when we were with
you?
The staff because we're hanging out with all these like.
Young people.
Sweet
Gosh!
Yeah.
And then I started talking about, like, because Steven was with us, and I was talking about how I met him on a radio tour for Amberlin back in 2003, and they looked at me like, 2003? Oh, my gosh. I was in, like, third grade, you know? I'm like, cool, man.
Who is this? Who said that?
Josh.
Josh who?
Josh Parchments. Or, I mean, Sopo.
Don't listen to him.
I'm not.
Yeah, he looks like he's 9.
Take that, Josh.
Great kid. Love him. Thank you for your service, Josh. But, man,
thank you.
Your jeans.
He was in the military.
Your jeans, man. You look 9 or 10.
Oh, wait. You mean like his genes, like his DNA, like the encoding within him.
Not his genes.
We were just talking about shorts.
Uh-oh,
so I was like,
sorry.
Why were you staring at his jeans, man?
Shorts and jeans are completely different. Two completely different scenarios.
Oh, man.
In which one you have leg warmth, and the other you have leg freedom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it's almost summertime, which is the season of freedom, and I'm all about that leg freedom right now. We got to get this change passed.
Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is how old today?
1,000.
Speaking of young kids that are going to make us feel old. 29.
27 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
That was close.
35 years ago in 1981. She got Betty Davis eyes. Turn her music Kim Carnes. Betty Davis eyes. Hits number one. Stayed there for 9 weeks
81,
on the charts.
Huh? I like this song.
She's pure as New York snow.
Wow.
She got Betty Davis eyes.
I remember this song clearly from my crib.
She will squeeze you.
No, that's not.
All the better just to please you. She's
to please you.
Okay. It's a good song. I don't, it's definitely not a Switchfoot song.
You're probably right about that. There you go. That's really all that's happening.
Shout out to the Live Line, everybody interacting this morning.
What are they saying
all
about
of
shorts?
The peoples.
What are they
all
saying?
Of them. 505. 585 live. That's 585-5483. So far, we've got a Steve-O shaved. That's literally actually all we've gotten this morning. So shout out to you.
Yeah. Hit the live line. You can text the show. You can call us at 338-3700.
You can.
We got some good stuff. Huge show this morning.
Huge.
Ginormous.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
We'll talk about the Cubs.
Huge.
Oh, man. We're going to talk about the Cubs.
Wish I could go back. Put some money down on the Cubbies.
Well, do you, though?
Yeah.
I saw this morning. We're definitely going to talk about the Cubbies. Speaking of going back and wishing you could put money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll talk about revenge.
Oh.
Revenge, huh?
Revenge.
Revenge.
Okay. As a Christian, is it okay to have revenge?
To, like, take revenge upon someone?
Sure.
No. Next, I'm just kidding.
What about avenge?
An eye for an eye?
Ooh.
A tooth for a tooth?
Yeah, that's O-T-O.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
All right.
If you think you might be related to Prince, well...
I am.
We got something for you guys.
Good.
We got something for you guys.
Is it like my money?
Do I owe you any money?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. How much do I owe you?
Like $7. With interest, it comes to $1,000.
I'll pay you during the break.
Okay.
Let's see. We'll talk the Smurfs this morning. We'll talk a man's addiction saved his life. I like this guy's addiction, by the way. Did you guys see my t-shirt?
Let me see. It's been covered up by a hoodie. I work out, JK. I take naps. Did she get that made for you, custom?
My wife got it for me.
Man, she loves you. Yep. You know what the funniest thing? You need to talk to her about it, too. Because randomly, somebody will look around and notice that you two aren't there. And they'll say, so are they just not coming anymore? And I'll say, well, Steve-O says he's got a good excuse with the children.
Yeah.
I was like, Dex is just lazy.
Yeah.
And then the next question is always, but Leslie really liked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And they said, I thought she would drag him here forever.
Forever.
So now I'm here to say, Leslie, you're lazy.
Ooh.
Good thing she's not listening right now.
She better be.
Why isn't she listening right now?
I'm throwing the gauntlet
out. Actually, she might be.
I'm throwing the gauntlet out there.
Do it.
I'm saying, hey, he's only a reflection of his master, I guess. And so if you can't get him out of bed and drag him to the gym. Then
that's
look
right.
At him. He's just going to waste away.
I think I have
opposite.
Really good excuses, but I don't want to be the guy that throws out excuses. So I'm just...
You just blame it on her.
Just blame it on Leslie.
That's the best.
Memorial Day weekend is the ending of the double L's, the Little League. Well, actually, no, that's not true because then there's All-Stars. Ugh.
Yep.
It's year-round for you guys.
It is year-round for them because after All-Stars, there's a two-week period of rest and then there's fall ball.
Yeah. He's right.
And then there's club ball.
It's
through the winter.
I'm glad only one of my kids plays sports.
Mm-hmm.
See, but on the flip side, this weekend, fantastic. It was the Cinco de Mayo tournament. It was running back and forth. It was kind of crazy.
How much gas do you use?
I filled up twice over the course of a weekend. I put 600 miles on my car.
Over 2 days.
Two days, 600 miles.
That's pretty nice.
600 miles on my car.
You know.
Within the city.
I want to say this. When your kids are all grown up and they've left the house,
yeah.
You're going to be so glad that you did this.
Well, of course I am.
Yeah. We think about as parents, we think about, man, we got so much going on with our kids, and they're in sports, and they're doing taekwondo.
Taekwondo?
That was
taekwondo,
a neat inflection that you
jiu-jitsu, all
jiu-jitsu.
That. We think,
sound
man,
like a sushi.
We need to settle down, but really, do we need to? Because we should be focused on our kids and just spending time with them.
Just
and
running yourself ragged so you can't enjoy any time
at when they leave the house, we're going to be sitting there alone in our
just
home.
Just bored
going,
with that other person
it's
going,
it's not about quality time, it's quantity time.
Right.
Even if you hate each other, you just spend every last breathing moment
I'm
together.
I'm glad you guys get it. I'm glad you guys get it.
Love it. Just love it.
Good times.
What are you guys doing later?
I feel like the show is a perfect example of what we just stated.
Yeah.
Not quality, but there sure is a whole lot of us.
No, we are good on this show. We have a quality guarantee.
Mm.
And it happens sometimes.
I want to talk about this viral video where
it wants to talk about you.
Some moms play tackle football against guys on Mother's Day.
That's offensive.
Oh no!
You guys have to see this video. We'll I'll have you guys watch it during the break, and we'll post it.
Wow!
See what you guys think about it, because I mean it's full on tackle football.
Man, the moms take it.
They need to calm down.
Yeah,
is what I
the
say.
Dads are just running the moms over.
Oh,
good grief.
They're going up for they're catching passes, and then there's dad just.
Really?
Yeah, and the whole family's cheering on the sidelines.
That is offensive to me.
Yeah, that's terrible.
As a feminist, I can't stand for
it. I want to watch this.
Well, we'll see what you think after you watch the video.
We're also going to do the corn on the cob challenge on the radio today.
We're
going to
see
you
how
really
much
brought
sense
in corn
Dex
this morning?
Dex is the only one that's going to do it because he doesn't have to worry about losing his hair.
Yeah. I like that. I like those odds.
That's how my morning started this morning was, have you seen the corn on the cob challenge video?
It's actually called corn on the drill.
Whatever. That was awful. I can't stop thinking about it.
That poor girl.
Yeah, I'm sure most of you have seen that. It's all over Facebook. And
That sweet Asian girl that ripped her hair out with a drill.
Oh, Kobe! Come back!
Come here, let me see your hair. Come here. Hey, Carrie, Steve-O, come here. Steve-O.
I don't know.
Give me your hair.
No,
it won't hurt it.
No, and no.
It'll pull real fast.
Kobe Beeflow said that she's fully
prepared. Can we just limit her name to
Beeflow? The new Dex and attend the gym in his place.
Wait, say that again?
Kobe.
Oh, she wants to be
fully
the new Dex?
Fully prepared to be the new Dex.
Well, you're going to have to gain some weight, Kobe.
Yeah.
Really?
Got to.
Yeah.
Oh, to replace him?
You're going to have to put on a bunch of muscle.
Well, no, here's what's going to happen. Dex is the one that had been going. Now, Beeflow and I will go back to the gym together, and our weight will add up to Dex's weight.
Well, then we're missing a third
I don't even
think
it would still.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I think it would.
I'm like, at least 325.
You're not that big a boy.
No,
you're not. No, you're not.
75% muscle.
Stop it right now.
You know what? Give me your hair right now. Come here.
Whoa. I'm not cutting my hair! Get
Man, we got a chainsaw in the studio.
We're not cutting my
hair. Smells like gasoline.
I will not cut my hair.
It's cool.
I will keep these locks forever.
When you guys do you guys like the smell of gasoline? Like when you're at the gas station?
I don't want to admit that.
You always have two kinds of people. You have the kind that like I just remember it being a conversation in the car when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because I always liked the smell of gas, and I think Allison did too, and Kimberly hated it.
I think I like the smell of gas. I don't like it when I'm finished and then I pour out and then like some gets on
it's
my
on
jeans
clothes,
or something and then
like,
you're like, oh, well, I'm going to be high for 3 days.
Yeah. I never huffed it like you do, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I have a 99 Subaru. I don't have any airflow in that thing.
Yeah.
It's got a tape deck.
Yeah.
Proudly rocking the new Radiohead on cassette.
On cassette.
Are you really? Did you buy the cassette?
No, but I'm on my phone, but I have to use the little cassette deck.
Gotcha.
And it's got this little cord, and so it randomly trips out because it's like this little adapter. So I'm like, yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's old school.
You guys are cool.
Quality.
All right, before we go to break, I want to share a story.
Good.
Tail, this is all about you, buddy.
Oh, no. Whoa. Whoa. That poor cat. What are you doing to it?
I don't know.
Weirdo, let go of the cat.
There's a high school math teacher named Tanya Andrews in Joshua, Texas, just outside of Dallas.
Bless.
And she started crying in class last week because her 16-year-old cat had just died.
Man, oh, that is good
news. That's an old cat. Think about that.
16.
Yeah.
Nana Joe's cats were 22 and 24.
Oh, my gosh. I bet they were miserable.
And they just walked like this all the time.
Yeah.
And their hair was there. There was globs of hair just missing. Poor things. Yeah, she started crying in class the other day. So The students came up with a way to cheer her up. Their names are Rachel, Ashley, Michaela, and Sheridan.
And what?
Sheridan.
Like the hotel?
Sheridan?
Sheridan.
Sheraton.
Sheridan. Sheridan.
Byron.
Okay.
And they decided to surprise her the next day with flowers and cupcakes.
Oh.
That's legitimate.
That's right.
Okay.
We're about to go surprise Miss Andrews because her cat died yesterday, so we brought her new kittens.
They brought her new kittens as well.
You have new kittens?
Oh, kittens.
They hid the kittens in the cupcakes, and when she took a bite...
No.
Wait. They hid the kittens in the cupcakes?
Yep, they did. Yep. See, they're in the cupcakes.
Hi, sweetie.
Guys.
Oh, my God. Turn it off now.
No, this is good.
My allergies are wrecking me.
Is that a sweet, small little kitten?
Yeah, they're just
man,
cute
I love
kittens.
That kitten. Oh. You hear that? I love
yeah, but
that.
Then the kittens, they start growing.
And they become and they Beans become and Panda, cats. And they're wonderful. Man, I love Beans and Panda. Shout out to Beans and Panda. What are you guys doing?
Oh, that's awesome.
What are you guys doing?
Do something nice for your teacher today, kids.
Don't get them kittens.
That's a great
that's
idea.
Hide some kittens and cupcakes.
No, I like what he just said. If you're a kid out there, this week, do something nice for your teacher.
I do like that.
Teachers are the most underappreciated people. Well, not probably the most, but one of the
on
most
the list.
Underappreciated professions in the world.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Do something sweet for your teachers.
Thank you, Mrs. Shellhouse, for being my favorite teacher.
Shellhouse?
First grade teacher.
Shellhouse Rock.
Fifth grade teacher, Miss Kelly. Shout out. I miss you still.
Who was my favorite teacher?
I think she was a student teacher. Cause...
Oh, gosh. I can't. No, Steve-O. Just so many thoughts.
She was, you are beautiful in every single way.
Miss
Kelly, I love you. Sandy Best Elementary School.
You can text the show, 585-LIVE. Coming up, Teo's got traffic.
That's good.
Good morning. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska.
Storms capable of spawning tornadoes could roar through central Texas to the Ohio Valley.
The FDA will review its current definition of healthy, which could impact marketing for many foods.
Honeybees continue to die at alarming rate.
The Justice Department said it would not seek imposition of the death penalty against Ahmed Abu Khattala. He was snatched off the battlefield in Libya and brought to the United States to face trial for his role in the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans.
A week after a massive wildfire erupted in the Canadian oil sands region of Alberta, people are starting to get a look at their damaged homes.
U.S. employers posting the most job openings in 8 months.
President Obama is due to become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima more than 70 years after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city.
Close to folks who have. Have you ever been so powerful, so heavy you could last? No. Well,
come on!
I never had to knock on wood.
Wouldn't make me wonder if I should. Wouldn't make me wonder. Am I the only one here that actually likes the Boss songs?
Yes.
You're killing me.
You are.
Man, Dickie Barrett was one of the very first people I interviewed in my radio career.
Really?
It was the Vans Warped Tour in Bozeman, Montana.
Ah, so awesome.
I think it was 1999.
I saw those guys open for The Offspring back in the day.
Listen to that. Just rich.
No!
Never had to knock on wood.
It is 6:36. Good morning.
I'm not doing the weather today. You guys are mean.
I make my own luck.
High today of 81.
Traffic. No accidents to report right now. Be careful, guys. Don't look at traffic.
I was gonna say, I got a special birthday today. Today is Sean Siegler's birthday.
Wait, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, brother. I'm just on my way to school. Judy, the bus driver, also says greetings.
Judy!
Wow, I feel like I'm in a time warp.
This is a throwback. Matthew from Albuquerque.
That was a throwback, yeah.
Man, so you're doing good.
I am. It's been busy. How you guys been down at the new Star 88?
Man, it's busy. It's right. Got this new building and
wish I could wear shorts today.
Got a new table in my fancy new restaurant.
A new one there?
This is
what do you want to call it? A new building? That's sick.
Yeah, I built it yesterday.
It was good, man.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Mateo, your building. Oh, Lord, that's good.
Hey, Matthew, can I ask you a question?
Real good. Real good.
Matthew? At school today, could you maybe get a petition going to let all of us here at the Calvary campus wear shorts? And get everybody to sign it?
No, don't get a petition going,
Matthew.
Yes,
it's really cool
don't
if you could do that.
Wear please. Shorts, huh?
Yeah, we're not allowed to wear shorts.
We just want to wear shorts. It's not a lot.
Want to get
so
a petition.
You're interested in what do you want to call it, wearing shorts, huh?
Yeah, I think we should be able
here's
to wear
shorts. Here's why we can't wear shorts. Some of us have nice legs, and there is a they're in the handbook.
That's
it talks about not causing people to stumble.
That's just discriminatory.
So some of us shouldn't be wearing shorts.
Maybe you should quit shaving your legs, Steve.
When you have legs like this, you just can't help it.
They go on for days.
Besides, I do not shave my legs. I nair
them.
Day.
Oh, okay. What?
Hey, I was going to ask you guys a question here.
What's up, Matthew?
Since it's Sean's birthday, can you guys play him Unashamed by building 429 for him?
No, we can't. But thank you for Sean's birthday.
We were going to. And
we wish we could, Matthew, but we kind of have a rule where we don't play requests because then everybody wants to just clog up the lines with requests.
Yeah, we have a no request rule.
It's kind of been a rule I've done.
Also, a no building 429
time.
No, that's not true.
But we'll give him a big shout out for sure.
And
hey, thank you for calling in, Matthew. It's very good talking to you.
No problem. It's good to hear from you guys.
All right, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Called us.
Matthew from Albuquerque. Man, I felt like I was, back at the old station, prepping,
Let's
listening to you guys. Matthew from Albuquerque calling in.
Yeah.
You guys drowning them out with music?
Yep. Hey.
Whoa, that was you.
That never happened.
We were always kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he still calls our show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys did hang up on him a lot over at the Edge.
Mm.
He called in once.
Yeah, I know, and you hung
Wait,
up on
Wait, once?
Him. Like, so
maybe twice.
100% of the times he called in, you hung up on him.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed on our live line?
Well,
we don't get photos.
What?
We got a text on the live line because last week was Teacher Appreciation Week.
Mm-hmm.
And someone chimed in and said, hey, my third grade daughter's teacher is a huge Harry Potter fan. Her classroom is even Harry Potter themed. We put together a gift box with her with Harry Potter themed items, including this shirt. And then it says,
you mean
MMS received. Yeah, how did you see that?
My computer's better.
So. Gosh, my computer sucks.
Guys, if you send in a photo, I see it.
I don't see it.
Steve-O doesn't get to see it, but I do.
Well, she loved it. It's a shirt that says Potterhead.
Hey, come on. Now, hey. Hey.
That's pretty good.
Come on now.
Yeah, I don't get it on my phone.
I do. Steve-O shaved too?
Wait, what?
They said, we forgot how Steve-O looked without a man bun, and now they said, he shaved too?
He shaved.
Worlds see, this is why I can't cut my hair. Exactly. It's just too much shock.
Okay, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque has also texted us, and he says, thank you, guys. I miss you all. My birthday is Saturday.
Whoa.
Oh, that's cool.
Matthew, the king of Albuquerque.
How old is Matthew going to be?
He's going to be, I believe he's going to be 26.
Yeah. 26.
Yep.
Maybe 17.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's almost ready to graduate.
Is he going to be the big 1-8? There's no way.
The big 1-8, y'all.
Well, whatever you're going to be, Matthew.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Whatever you're going to be that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for my
birthday.
What? Cheese for my
birthday.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Chuck E.
Okay. For birthday.
That's all we can
play.
Okay.
Because we're NP.
What?
Nonprofit.
Oh, right. It said, it didn't say Potterhead. It said Pothead. P-O-T-T. News.
That's not the kind of magic that I want to advocate. Okay. There was a food truck stolen from an Albuquerque business owner.
Talk to me.
We got to talk about this. I need some... Yeah, there you go. Pink Panther music. A thief stole something that's essential for an Albuquerque business owner's livelihood. Everyone's in shock. Their business, said Christina Leader, owner of Conchita's Creations.
Whoa.
Yeah. Why would you steal a food truck?
Oh, they stole the whole truck.
They stole the whole thing. I would say that that definitely qualifies as necessary for your business.
Yeah, I would say so.
She also owns Conchita's Cafe in downtown Albuquerque. Says someone stole her food truck Monday afternoon in broad daylight. It was parked outside her home in Old Town.
What?
She says, it's another member of our family. When I purchased the truck, it was already built out, but we spent so many hours in there doing so many different events for different groups. It's bad enough losing the truck that's worth about 16 grand, which she's owned for 4 years. Unfortunately, the theft is also going to take a bite out of Leader's business. That was an unnecessary pun, Kai Porter.
That was pun necessary.
Pun ne-
I am quick.
Stop it.
That's pun fortunate. Thank you. I joined in.
Stop it.
I have several events this month
stop.
Booked with the food truck where they specifically wanted food truck service. It's true. Food trucks are a thing now. They're their own unique experience. Yeah. It could be the same food that you can get at the land place.
Yeah, yeah. Food trucks are so good.
But they're their
the
own
restaurant?
Thing. Yeah, the land place.
No, I just love eating food trucks.
Hey, look, it's the same thing. We used to just call it a telephone, and now we call it a landline.
Yeah.
So anyway, she says, I'm not sure how it's going to affect me. I also own a catering business, so we're able to set up and cater. But some people just want the food truck experience. So I'll need to reach out to everyone. Wow. If you see the food truck, or you might know who has taken it, call Albuquerque Police.
Yeah, let's pull together, see if we can find the food truck.
This is a bummer.
Maybe somebody out there put together a GoFundMe for this restaurant owner, because that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That report coming from KOB4. A new study came up with a bunch of stats about when Americans are driving angry. Play some angry music, Dax. Play some Metallica. You got to
fly me to
They analyzed more than 65,000 Instagram posts that use the hashtag road rage. Whatever that's worth. Here are the highlights. A new study found that road rage peaks at 6 p.m. It's also higher on Friday than any other day. And it happens in August more than any other month. So it makes sense. It's the hottest part of the day, at least here. Well, I guess it's not. I guess the hottest. You know what the weirdest thing about that? The hottest part of the day where I grew up, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, between 12 and 1.
Huh.
Here, it's between 4 and 5.
Yeah, it's pretty hot in the inside.
It's weird. Okay, so you're trying to get home from work. It's August, which is the hottest month of the year. And that's when road rage is going on. That's when it's peaking. That makes sense.
A lot of road rage here in Albuquerque. It needs a stop.
And think about it. It's Friday. You're ready to get home. You want to get that weekend started? Man. Man, oh, man.
SRR. I'm making the bumper sticker.
Los Angeles has the most road rage of any city, followed by New York. Coming in third, a bit randomly, Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
Beautiful over there.
Beautiful. Just so pleasant.
Just so beautiful.
In the afternoon, maybe Friday afternoon in August around 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The most pleasant place you can be. I've never been a crazy road rager. Sometimes
SRR.
I get a little upset, but I've never been like,
Hashtag SRR.
Have you guys seen that old Michael Douglas movie where he's like stuck in his car on the freeway and then he loses his mind?
Yeah. That was crazy.
I never saw it.
Man.
He's sweating.
Yeah.
Whoever directed that did a great job of capturing what it's like to be caught in traffic on a hot afternoon with no air conditioner.
Did you find yourself, when you were watching the movie, thinking, man, he's justified for everything he's doing?
You totally identify. And then you look out the road, and there's people driving by you, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, just take him out.
Man, I'm feeling a little Douglas-y right now.
just kidding.
Sharon Osbourne returned to The View yesterday and said, quote, I'm 63 years of age and I can't keep living like this. She has no idea if her marriage to Ozzy will survive, but she still loves him.
I honestly am empowered and I have found this inner strength and I'm like, right, okay.
You kicked Ozzy out. Is that made up?
No, it's true.
Is he still out of the house?
No, he's back and I'm out of the house. I honestly, at this point today, have no idea what I'm going to be doing with the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm going, mm-hmm. who I'm going with, mm-hmm. and I just need time to think. I'm 63 years of age, and I can't keep living like this.
Well, I mean, we don't know their situation.
No,
you know, I hope that they can work their marriage out, but at the same time, you know, when you've done everything, and we don't know the situation either, you know, why she left. But
right. The tabloids will try and tell you.
Well, I love that she went on her little talk show and said it straight.
Her little talk show. Way to belittle it.
What's it called?
I don't know.
The Talk? It's called The Talk.
Is it?
It's called The Talk.
You know. You knew.
And it just says right here, The Talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it really called The Talk?
I actually don't know. It just says The Talk.
It's like, sure. The View, The Talk. We should just rename our show The Show.
The Show. The Morning.
The Show.
The Morning, The Show.
Totally adequate show.
In other words.
I don't like it.
Fine. Either.
Justin Bieber is done taking pictures with fans. Over. He says, quote, "I feel like a zoo animal. I want to be able to keep my sanity. I realize people will be disappointed, but I don't owe anyone a picture."
Huh.
Now I will actually walk across the street to ask for a picture. Before, I wouldn't. Now I will, just because you read that.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, Biebs, can I get a picture?
He's going to run into that.
Hey, Biebs. Please do it just like that.
Hey, Biebs.
Hey, Biebs.
Biebsy.
Hey, Bieber.
Here we go. Imagine. Everyone, unless you're driving, close your eyes.
Mm.
We're going to go into a scenario of imagination.
Will you, if we're going into imagination land? Okay, fine.
A guy named John Graves in Katy, Texas, was watching his 3-year-old grandson, Caden, on Sunday.
Mm.
And because grandparents literally have no rules, Caden drank half of a 20-ounce bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
He was 3. And then they noticed something was floating in the bottle.
Oh, no.
When they took the label off to get a good look at what that thing was, oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Remember, this is after the 3-year-old drank half of the Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
It was a rat. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Steve-O, go look at the picture.
No, dude.
They took a picture.
I refuse.
Steve-O, get over there. It's for the radio.
It's pretty disgusting.
Do it for the listeners.
You can see the beady little eyes and the teeth and the ears.
Steve-O, right now, you get over there right now.
They took Caden to the doctor to make sure he didn't have any diseases. Dr. Pepper says they're investigating. Quote, "Nothing is more important to us than the safety and well-being of our customers."
He didn't even see it. Hold on.
"We take all consumer complaints very seriously. We're very concerned, check given the controls and safe words."
I know. I'm never drinking soda again.
That rat. That
never.
Looks like it looks like Ratatouille, kids.
If you're trying to stop drinking soda, you guys need to find this picture.
No, dude, run away.
You will never,
I will never sleep again.
Check this out.
Oh.
Quote from Dr. Pepper.
Given
the controls and safeguards we have in our production facilities, it is virtually impossible for any foreign object to enter any container during the bottling process. That is corporate speak for we think this is a hoax.
Okay. Yeah. What are the stats? Well, I don't know. I don't want to run down the stats, but we've talked about it before. Yeah. At those factories, things fall into the pots whatever. They fall in.
I don't know, man.
Cockroaches, bugs.
Look at that rat.
Snakes.
That's a cool looking rat.
Rats.
Oh, you gotta take that off the screen. I'm gonna pass out.
Poor little guy.
Hey, just pass out, man.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
How did that get inside the
Hey, can we also
pepper?
Talk about the fact that this could blow up in their face if it is a hoax?
Right.
Because they're going to be like, yeah, now let's talk about how you were giving your 3-year-old Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
3 inches long with a big tail. I want to get the rat tested, see where it came from, how it got there, and if there's really any, you know, medical concerns that we need to be worried about.
Mm.
I can trust that guy.
And from now on, Caden will be known as the 3-year-old that drank a rat.
Oh, man. If that is real, and you had drank half of that soda.
Pretty legit.
And then saw that.
Stop talking.
I don't know what I would do.
I know what I would do. I'd be like, man, I guess I better finish this.
Oh. You know what would happen if it was the three of us?
Oh, man.
I would get sick, and then somebody would go,
Yeah, but I'll give you $50 if you drink the rest of it.
And you go, give me the rest of it!
Make it 80.
80?
All right. And all
then,
right, 80.
But then I would say, yeah, but would you do it for 75? And he'd go, yeah, probably. And then I'd say, what about 70?
Yeah.
What about 65? What about $50? Mm-hmm. What about $45? I mean, think about it right now. $45, that'll fill your tank up.
To drink that rat? There's no way.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see the was it the rat? I don't know if it was a rat or a mouse that they put in a Mountain Dew bottle. Because there was a viral video that was going around that someone said that they found a mouse in a Mountain Dew. And somebody out there said, there's no way, because the Mountain Dew would actually dissolve the mouse over a period of time. And so a person actually did it. They set up a camera. They put a mouse in some Mountain Dew. And in, I don't remember how many hours it was, there wasn't anything left except for a part of the tail. The Mountain Dew was like acid.
And that's why I like
it. It dissolved the everything except part of the tail.
Mm.
It's pretty,
I know Mountain Dew is not Dr. Pepper, but I don't know.
You're going to want more of that soda inside of your body. No. You want it in there.
Ugh.
So it can rot away all of your internal organs.
Yeah, I don't want to have any more soda.
I don't want to
wait. I'm just done. Just done.
For the Mountain Dew to met my intestines. The DEA searched Prince's Paisley Park compound yesterday. Reports say the feds are checking to see if there's a case to be made against any doctors or pharmacies for bogus prescriptions.
Wow.
Much like in the case of Mr. Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, you remember that doctor?
Yeah.
Big
no,
time.
No, I know. Guys, can we make a pact right now that we'll talk about Prince every day for the rest of our lives?
Yep.
Yes. Prince on three right here. Come on. Everybody in. All right, come on. Prince on three.
I'll do it.
All right.
Hey, I'll do it if you drink a rat Mountain Dew.
No, I won't
do
that.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
In the purple rain.
Yeah. A Missouri man currently serving time in federal prison has come forward claiming to be Prince's only biological son.
Dude, if this is true.
Now, if you're out there in the Starmie and you want to find out if Prince is your dad, check this out.
First, there was Ancestry.com. Now there's PrinceAncestry.com. Do you believe you are one of Prince's relatives? Just go to the main page, and under Prince, place your name. Keep in mind, it's a long and growing list of descendants, cousins, sisters, brothers, and others who claim to be related to Prince. There's even a guy in a Colorado prison who swears he's Prince's son.
Got it!
And Michael Jackson's son, Prince, is even signed up.
It's worth a shot. I can't find any paperwork on who my dad is. Aww. I mean, I have his name. I don't look like either one of them, so what the heck?
PrinceAncestry.com. Because sometimes people have a large family tree with lots of branches.
Get it!
Oh my gosh. No! No, no, no!
I've already done mine.
Okay.
Purple results rain. Coming back any day now.
Okay, turn this down. We played enough of the purple rain.
I'll update you guys soon. Follow me on Twitter.
Get some of that Prince money.
I only have like 20 followers.
Get some of that Prince money.
You got so many followers, man. You're crazy. A guy with one arm was driving in China last week. That's the end of the story. I'm just kidding. He took his hand off the wheel to answer his phone.
Wait, what?
Naturally, he crashed.
Oh, no.
Ba-dum, that's not the end of the story. When the cops got there, they were shocked that he was driving with one arm, especially since the car was a stick shift.
What?
Apparently, this guy doesn't even have a driver's license, so he was sentenced to 15 days in jail and a $300 fine.
Fail!
Okay.
It's two to tango, and it takes two arms to drive a stick shift, fella.
I want to be at the car lot when the used car salesman sells that guy that stick shift.
Well, you know his buddy's going, hey, and then he goes, nope, just...
Nope.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
All right. Good morning, Starmie. 585 Live. You can text into the show. You want to contribute. You want to talk about something. Chime in. Whiskey Tango on the way.
Yeah, dude.
We'll talk about the Cubs. And we'll talk about a guy who...
sought out some revenge. Mm. Hang out. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
New research finds that retweeting and sharing posts can create cognitive overload and can make you forget what you read. Not only that, new research finds that retweeting and sharing posts can create cognitive overload and make you forget what you read. Think about it. You guys know Periscope? Familiar with that?
Yeah.
It's that streaming app you can use to publish videos. Well, they're now testing out a feature that would let you save your broadcasts instead of having them disappear after 24 hours. Yeah, it's called YouTube. Okay. Try it. Kind of cool.
Hi, Jimmy Fallon. He's pretty funny.
Oh, Fallon.
Good morning, Starmy. 7-Eleven.
I had a day of 80-something degrees. Sorry, I was so thrown off by a message we just got.
Oh. 585 Live, hit us up on the live line. What are they saying?
They're saying, I'm listening to your show. Why do you talk about Harry Potter and Sharon Osbourne? It seems like you're condoning them.
Wow. What?
You're glorifying things that aren't of God. Sharon Osbourne, am I right?
Huh.
I mean, she's a human.
Yeah, and
I don't know.
Well,
sorry. Just threw me
I
off.
Guess we're not allowed to talk about anybody then, huh?
Or Harry Potter, which is kind of ironical considering actually if you've read them and or talked to J.K. Rowling, the author, that was an allegory of Jesus Christ.
Right. She's actually a Christian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. We like to, here on the Morning Invasion, we like to discuss things. Well, I like to discuss things that I'm into.
Okay.
I'm into pop culture.
Are you?
I'm into watching movies and watching TV.
You love Wham!
And so we discuss things that are happening around the world, things that are trending online, and we like to share our opinions.
Yeah.
We like to share our faith.
We like to hear your opinions. We like to hear about your faith.
We share our struggles.
Yeah.
That's what this show's all about.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be as real as possible. Try to make you laugh at times. Try to make you cry at times. But to say, why are you talking about Sharon Osbourne or Harry Potter? That doesn't make any sense to me.
She needs prayer right now. She just,
yeah.
You know, allegedly found out her husband was having an affair. You know, now in her 60s trying to figure out what to do with her life.
I'm glad you brought that up. Cause
are you kidding me?
When I hear of stories that are in the news about whether it's Sharon Osbourne or whoever it is, it reminds me that I do need to pray.
Yeah.
It reminds me that, man, this person is going through a difficult time. And,
yeah.
And we should pray for them.
Well, I think we when they're celebrities, they just kind of become fake people. Like, we don't think about the fact that that's an actual human being. Could you imagine if you were going through something that traumatic in your marriage and it was just blasted everywhere? You can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're very recognizable everywhere you go. Somebody's probably going to ask you how it's going. There's no privacy, especially something that deep and personal like, you know, adultery in your marriage, and all of a sudden you can't go anywhere and people are going, oh man, hey, you did the right thing, or oh, you really need to, you know, everybody wants to offer advice. That's probably why she's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have to go just take some time for me and figure things out.
Yeah.
Because thanks to the world of social media, everybody is now either your best friend or your biggest hater, and they can tell you how they feel at any given moment without thought or putting any insight into what they're saying. So,
and if you've been a Christian for a while, then you realize, you understand that when we go through hard times, when we have difficulties in this life, God uses those difficulties to transform us, to transform other people. And that's my prayer for, you know, Sharon Osbourne, whoever it is that's struggling right now, is that God would use that. Hopefully Sharon and Ozzy and the rest of her family would find faith in Jesus Christ. And what an amazing thing that would be for the world when we see a celebrity like that find faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
So, boom. Why don't you think about that for a second?
Okay, well, that sounded
vengeful.
You guys talking about Transformers?
Didn't mean to come off that
but
way.
But to be fair, we got a live line text. When we play, quote, vertical worship, we invite the K-Love judgmental friends. I'm not going to use the word that they used. Actually, it's a much harder word.
You know what? We just can't win.
You can't.
We'll never be able to
win. That's okay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to keep doing the Morning Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep rocking and following the guidance of not only the leadership, but most importantly, God. So thanks.
I'm just going to quit.
No, you're not. Shut up.
Just be a quitter.
See if any road rage is happening. Shouldn't be.
Sorry about your shirt, man.
It's okay. It's fine. It's just coffee.
Well,
there's no accidents.
Happened this morning that... Like, I missed it for 8 seconds. Like, two spoons fell, and then all of a sudden, there was coffee everywhere.
I missed it,
what
too.
Did you do?
I was opening the door.
Oh, he didn't do anything?
No.
Oh. You really thought I did it?
Yeah.
I was in front of you. I wasn't even close to Taylor, was I?
No, okay. I opened the door, and then it spilled. Oh. It wasn't anybody's fault. It was just an accident.
You lost your balance?
I don't think I lost my balance. I just spilled my coffee on my shirt.
Is there a camera out there? Maybe we could ask the web team
Maybe
to find
so.
It. Be cool. What were we talking about? Oh, traffic. Petrie Buick GMC. Petrie Kia. They stock over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. Petrie Buick GMC, located on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall. Petrie Kia is located on Eagle Ranch Road right down from the Cottonwood Mall. Mm. You can shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. Mm. Phone line's open, 338-3700. You can also text the show at 585-LIVE, 585-54-9195.
Then why are you teasing my heartstrings, girl?
Juan Yeezy. Juan Yeezy Morris. And I know I just need from Boys to Men. To prove my love. Might be on the Morning Invasion. Might be. You come
back to me. Gosh, well, I haven't heard this song in years.
He's on Dancing with the Stars right now. We go back to the days
our love was strong. I love you, Leslie.
Whoa.
I love you. Okay. Okay, no. Can somebody tell me how to get back to the way they used to be? I keep sweating.
What?
Oh my gosh! I'm down, I'm bending, Steve. That doesn't work as well, but you can always put my name in everything.
I think you guys should not sing Boys to Men. Where is this text you guys are talking about that made you so mad?
Yeah.
It was a Facebook message.
Oh.
We got a text in on the live line actually that said, can you imagine if we talked about, quote, Christian things? We couldn't relate to our culture at all.
Yes!
If all Thank we you. Talked about was Christian
yeah,
things.
That's important.
That's what they said. All yeah, we not, if about. All, not if we yeah. talked about. If all we talked about.
Good morning.
Sorry.
No, there you go.
Mm-mm. I was just going to say, as a believer, it pours out of us. Like, no matter what. It's going to pour out of us. If we're talking comic books and there's a redemptive theme, that's going to pour out and we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
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 How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
Honestly, I just want to call in. I don't know. I just barely tuned in. You guys, a minute ago, were talking about, like, you know, persevering and sticking it out and, you know, trusting in God's plan for your life and stuff like that. And I just wanted to give a little testimony. You know, I was going through that this past, like, 2 weeks with my job, you know, struggling, wanted to quit, to be honest. And, you know, God worked everything out. You know, Pastor encouraged me to stick it out and
That's great.
Not give up and trust in God's plan. And, you know, come to find out that... Thursday, tomorrow, man, is I'm going to be taking over and managing my own store. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys for that. Awesome. I really appreciate the words of encouragement.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. There Dude, amazing. Thank you for that testimony, too. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is Braden from Cruces again.
Hey! Awesome,
man. Hey!
Legit.
Right, man.
I really appreciate that, guys. You know, hearing that stuff, man, just really, really, it means a lot to me, and I really do appreciate that, guys.
Thanks, man.
I hope that you guys have a beautiful day. God bless you guys.
You too.
Love you guys. I really appreciate all this.
Excited for your new adventure, man.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That is awesome.
How to get back to the way they used to be.
Yeah, okay.
That was pretty good.
Thanks,
that was
thanks.
Kicking it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, snap.
Hey, shout out to Braden who just called in. Yeah.
You know,
can we get back to talking about Christian stuff and play Holy by Florida Georgia Line? Come on, somebody. All right, love you guys. Talk
I love you,
later.
You too. All right.
Pool Boy and Cruces.
We did get a request. I know we don't normally do song requests, but we got a request on Facebook since we're talking actors and pop culture and things that aren't Christian enough. Victoria chimed in and says, all right, can we talk about actor Michael Weatherly?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Weatherly is an American actor, writer, singer.
Get out of here.
No, he's best known for playing Tony Dinazzo on NCIS since 2003. However, I guess he's leaving the show, and the big question is, how are they going to write him out of NCIS?
Man,
because,
I mean,
he's been a part of that show for 13 years.
It's a mystery that they're going to have to solve.
Yeah.
I've never probably seen
on
show.
NCIS?
Yeah, probably with some criminal investigation stuff.
His penultimate episode is coming up. So,
All right. I'd appreciate it if you only talked about things that I'm into.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not into NCIS because...
I don't watch that show.
Nobody does under the age of...
Hey. Hey!
I was going to say 20.
Get out of here!
Yeah, there you go.
Because we know Victoria's only 27 years old.
I believe you have a whiskey tango.
I believe I do!
You've been wanting to throw down and talk about.
My friends... I don't understand how this has become a topic of conversation on the Morning Invasion.
Me either.
And yet, yesterday, we shared a story of a human being who had back surgery on some painkillers, decided to clean their weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Accidentally shot himself in the arm and didn't realize it for 3 days!
It's actually 2 days.
Whatever.
I read a report this morning. It was two. You over-exaggerate some, sorry.
Well, a current investigation is underway into a shooting outside an elementary school in which a part-time jail guard shot himself in the leg while preparing for a job interview. Exactly. Was that my soulmate? What? Who is
what?
That? Who is that?
What?
It's like...
What are you talking about? Chrissy?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Travis, he's 28 years old. He was taken to the hospital Friday afternoon after he accidentally discharged his revolver outside an elementary school. Part-time detention officer Holland was waiting to interview for a part-time janitorial position... when he accidentally shot himself in the leg.
Why are you guys giggling?
Because he sucks at running the board and it's funny. Panama City Police Department.
Hey, Dex. What happened? Can you turn the music down? I just want to... Could you guys just take me into your journey right now?
While I'm telling the story.
Just bring me in.
And it was like perfectly said where I said something and he was going to go... Pew!
Yeah.
But instead it just went... Whoa!
Because
he hit the wrong thing.
You guys want to start over and try again?
Turn up the wrong thing.
Let's start over trying to
turn up the wrong pot.
Panama City Police Department initially determined the incident did not warrant criminal charges... State's attorney's office reported law enforcement officers are exempt from a state law banning guns on school campuses. However, they're still investigating the incident because homie shot himself at an elementary school.
Yeah. It's showtime.
No firearm was required for his job. Dex, you are making light of a terribly serious situation.
He was trying to hit the...
I'm asking you to think, man. Use your head and think.
Yeah, yeah. Think, please brother. Do. Okay. They say we'll be investigating this case like any other internal investigation.
They don't think he had any malicious intent, though. But it is funny because he didn't...
He was in the front parking lot, seated inside his truck about 12:30 p.m. He was there to be interviewed for a part-time janitorial position. While in the truck, he was taking out an old spent round and refilling his revolver with the new round. He planned to replace the round and then place the gun in a secure compartment before going into the interview. While arming the gun, though, it went off and struck him mid-thigh. Thank you.
Guys, this is pretty funny.
he then immediately called for an ambulance.
Yep, he had to call the ambulance himself for himself.
I do keep waiting to get a phone call from my brother Mike or my mom in Montana telling me that my dad accidentally shot himself.
Oh, God.
Because there's been times where he'd be in the basement cleaning his gun or just messing with his guns, and he's actually shot through.
Oh, yeah.
The floor.
There was a giant bullet hole in a sibling of mine's home many moons ago from a cleaning of a weapon. I won't say which sibling. You could probably guess.
And your sister.
Sarah.
Right?
Man. Just loves guns.
Loves them.
Sarah Antos.
Well, actually, what was it? It was Mother's Day, right? This last weekend?
It was Mother's Day?
And my baby sister had a picture with Mickey, her husband, and it was like his and hers, and they were like holding their Glocks. And I'm like,
seriously?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're being serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Scotty.
See, this of is course
what,
you did.
This is what we need to be talking about. Because that girl that messaged
racist,
us.
But he's white.
Yeah. That girl that messaged us is super into guns.
Yeah.
So this is what we should be talking about.
Okay, good.
So she's probably stoked right now.
Officers noted that no one from the school was outside or near the truck. In fact, no one even knew about the incident until the first responders arrived on the scene. So, but once again, Panama City, Florida. Thank you, Whiskey Tank.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that because of you all, I went to the Nob Hill Calvary for the last two Sundays, and the first one we heard Daniel, I think, Fusco?
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Fusco.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and I took my boyfriend with me, and he's not too much a believer, and I grew up in the church, so I've been trying to find which way, you know, the Lord's trying to lead me.
Yeah.
And so I took him with me. He agreed to go with me, and he loved it.
Awesome! So next, that's so cool.
I know, I was so excited. The next Sunday, he was like, "Are you going to church today? You know, let's go to church." So we went last Sunday.
That is great.
I know, and I love it. And
you need to say hi to us next time.
Yeah.
Yes, I got there a little bit late. And
well, this past Sunday, neither of us was there.
Yeah, that's true. We weren't there this last Sunday.
And when I walked in the day that Daniel was there, the very nice gentleman, the greeter at the door, he told me, "Oh, yeah, he's up there, the lead singer, Steve-O."
The lead singer?
Like, that's amazing. And I was like, "Oh, cool." And my boys were like, "We don't want to go to Bible Island. We want to go to the service to see
Sam." Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they were so excited. They thought they were going to meet you guys.
That's
you
pretty cool.
Come up afterwards. Say hi to us. Hang out with us. In fact, this Sunday is a potluck after the service at Nob Hill.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out and rocking some food.
I might have to come down to Nob Hill this weekend.
Yes, and because of that announcement after Sunday's service, my friend, she's going through a hard time, and she was like, "I just haven't had the energy to get up and go to church, and I've missed church for the last, you know, so many weeks." And I asked her, I said, "You know, I know it's not your church, but I've gone to Nob Hill Calvary now for two weekends, and it's great, and, you know, go with me this Sunday." And she was like, "Yeah, maybe because I have to meet you there, I'll feel like I need to get up and get ready.
Nice.
That's cool.
So we're meeting to go with my boyfriend, who is a non-believer, but is willing to go because it's just the whole perspective.
Yeah.
Of, you know, his childhood perspective of God and the church and only talk about God. It's just crazy. And I love you guys, and I thank you so much for listening to your leadership and above all, like you said earlier, God.
That's cool. Thanks for the encouragement. It really does encourage us. And
dude, exciting.
That is really cool to see what God's going to do.
Yes.
I know. And my boys listen to you guys, and they chuckle all day. And before, it was like their phones, their noses in their phones all the way to school. And, you know, we would say maybe two words. And I felt that stuff getting away from me, you know, and that precious time is. And now we talk about things that you all are.
That's cool.
About.
That is awesome.
We love that.
Yeah, contrary to somewhat popular belief, you can actually talk about things in culture and use those things to engage one another to talk about the things of God. It's interesting.
Weird.
You
got to
get there, though.
And my son said, they should talk about Spider-Man because you guys always talk about Star
Heck
Wars.
Yeah.
And yeah. So he wants to hear more Spider-Man. Well,
We'll talk Spidey.
Opening a can
we'll talk
for
Spidey.
Him.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you guys. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. And everybody out there listening, open up your ears and your heart.
That's sweet.
Thank you so much. Find me at the potluck. I'll be hanging out by the food.
He'll be there by that bucket of chicken. He'll be the one holding
but
the
guard
bucket
your
of chicken.
Plate. He might.
Yeah. Come say hi. Yeah. Make sure you guard your plate.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right.
Thank you so much.
There really is a potluck this Sunday after service. I'm not leading worship this Sunday. Jason has a very good friend in the worship biz, yo.
Yeah.
Coming to do special guest worship this Sunday, and then there's going to be a potluck afterwards. So, yeah. Good times.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska.
Storms capable of spawning tornadoes could roar through central Texas to the Ohio Valley.
The FDA will review its current definition of healthy, which could impact marketing for many foods.
Honeybees continue to die at alarming rate.
The Justice Department said it would not seek imposition of the death penalty against Ahmed Abu Khattala. He was snatched off the battlefield in Libya and brought to the United States to face trial for his role in the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans.
A week after a massive wildfire erupted in the Canadian oil sands region of Alberta, people are starting to get a look at their damaged homes.
U.S. employers posting the most job openings in 8 months.
President Obama is due to become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima more than 70 years after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city.
What?
740.
What?
Hi, today of 81.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on. We all heard you both times.
Everybody heard you, man.
I needed to turn on my headphones.
Okay.
Felt like it wasn't on. Did I already do the time?
Yes.
Yeah, and I just did the weather.
And I've already done traffic, so
it's
weird.
My headphones were off, and I couldn't hear myself.
Shout out to the live line, 505-585-LIVE.
What'd you say?
That's 505-585-5483 if you'd like to text in.
And I'll tell you what, when we play 21 Pilots, we get like texts.
We just got multiple texts. Somebody said, wow, great message. How often do we get wrapped up in all the noise around us that we can't hear the small, still voice of the Lord? And the silence is where I find myself reflecting and discovering where I really am in my walk. That was a thinking song right there, Teo.
That was a thinker.
Well, I can't listen to 21 Pilots.
Why not?
They're not Christian.
Okay, man.
Shut up.
When I went to the record store the other day and they weren't in the Christian section, I said, I can't listen to them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I said to myself.
Yeah.
What else do you say to yourself? Let's hear some more of that.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't know.
No, why not?
I don't know. I just don't want to incriminate my friend here with this brain hole.
Like you do every morning?
Every morning.
Oh,
shots fired.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
My favorite drop.
Guys, that sounds just like my sister.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Can we call your sister so she can go, oh, my gosh. Right,
they're both
at work. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not even, you're doing like, I don't even
know. Oh, my gosh.
That's weird.
Did she listen to the show?
No. Oh, okay. Man, come on.
That'd be funny.
They got enough of me growing up.
Well. Allie or Kimberly?
Allison.
I did that on purpose.
Weirdo. Yeah, I think it'd be Kimberly.
I'm going to start calling them Allie and Kimmy.
Good. You're just going to increase that friendship big time. You're good at that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
It's just funny.
We've always called Allison just Allison. My dad called her Alley Cat when she was a baby.
Hey, Alley Cat.
Baby.
I love nicknames. I'm sorry.
Do your sisters have cats?
What?
Allison have... Well, we grew up with cats. Allison has a dog named Bruce.
Bruce?
Yeah, and Kimberly has...
So great.
Oh, what is Kimberly's dog's name? She got a puppy, too. I can't remember.
Well, you're such a cat person.
Yeah.
So your parents, they always had cats? They never had dogs?
No, we had dogs, too. We had both.
What kind of dogs you have?
Different kinds. I can't remember. It was a long time ago that we had dogs. When we were little, we had dogs. We had a big brown dog, I think. And then we had a spotted dog that we named Cotton. And then that dog died.
Oh, my gosh.
I think somebody poisoned it or something like that. It was real sad. And then we got cats because it was like, well, oh, no, I think that dog got run over. That was the issue we kept having is people kept, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, know, I had a couple dogs.
Animals getting run over. So we got house cats and we had Maggie the cat for the, there were other cats, but we had Maggie the cat who was just a house cat and she was legit. She lived for 300 years.
Wow.
Yep. She's still alive. She had to climb a mountain. And she lives atop the mountain now. She's like a shaman. So we can't really talk about it on this station. She doesn't, you know, but some kind of weird Egyptian thing.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. Pretty cool.
All right. Steve-O?
Yeah.
Let's talk baseball.
Hey, bada, 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 so win, bada. Come on. Hey, bada, 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 so win, bada. Kennedy, 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 so win, bada.
Well, in what will surprise both of you, I really don't want to.
Why?
Because the Angels suck, man. We're 13-19.
It's all right,
we lost last night to the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's all right.
The St. Louis Cardinals, National League team. Right now we're rocking some interleague play. And those same Cardinals happen to be in the same division as the greatest team in baseball. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we're talking about the Cubbies.
Hey, bada, 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 so win, bada.
Hold the phone.
I've, like a true Angels fan, already given up on this season, and I'm just praying for 2027. Our farm system sucks. Everybody's
system?
Down with injuries.
What is he?
I quit.
Farm system?
Yeah, guys. Like AAA, AA, single A ball.
Do you put them out to pasture when they're bad?
No, that's like our farm teams, right? So that's where we get, like, hey, we're going to bring them up. Like our young kids, this is where they develop, where we get excited because we've got great young players. We have none of that. We traded all of our farm system away.
You still talking about the Angels?
For now. Yeah, I'm still, sorry. Sorry, we're not supposed to be talking about the Angels. This
understand.
Whole story is about the Cubbies.
Yep, Cubbies.
They're the best team in baseball right now. And before
That's
the season
nuts.
Started, do you remember before the season started me saying, hey, Cubbies,
yeah,
they're going to win it all.
You did.
Kind of angry at myself because before the season started, had I put money down on that, it would have meant a lot more than it does now. However, one man who was frustrated that he hadn't already put money down
on the Cubbies
decided to approach his wife with an offer she couldn't refuse.
Nice.
That offer was wiping out their $200,000 worth of life savings to bet on the Cubs winning the World Series.
No! That is legit.
Wow.
Seems practical.
So let me get this straight. He actually
asked his wife
out
first?
His life savings.
Yeah, that's weird. You just do something like
wiped
that.
Wiped it out.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard, that he actually asked his wife first.
To be fair, he only wiped out 94% of his life savings.
Yeah, but he asked his wife first, and that doesn't...
That's
I don't
the dumb
understand
part.
That.
Well, not only that, he said, quote, "I waited overnight before buying the ticket because I promised my wife I'd sleep on it."
Patience.
He's a 54-year-old sanitation worker turned carpenter. He said, "I've been watching the Cubs my whole life, and when you've been doing that, you know that this team is truly special." He said, "I know it seems crazy, but what am I risking, really? I could save for 6 more years, and maybe I'd have, what, $250,000 to live on for the rest of my life? And that's if the market doesn't tank again." Well, the Cubbies right now have a 3-to-1 payout.
Nice.
So he stands to net $532,000 after paying out $68,000 in taxes. So, yeah.
That's pretty good payday. So, what are the chances that the Cubs are... Are they that
they're
good?
Yes.
Are they that
they're
good?
They're the best team in baseball.
They're not going to lose.
And it's not a fluke. Barring injuries, they will... And this is what I said before the season started, which makes me so mad! I could have wiped out my savings and put $3,000 on the Cubs. Am I right, guys?
What would that pay?
You got to go back in time.
Yeah, $3,000 isn't a whole lot, but that's all I got in my life savings. So, you know. Right now, it pays out 3-to-1. So, if we had done this before the season, in fact, this is what he talks about. He said if he had any regrets, he does have one regret. And he said, "What kills me is that I didn't do this sooner back in April or before the season started." Back then, the odds were 6-to-1 when the season started, and more than that before. What, 8-to-1 maybe?
Yeah.
So, he could have won potentially $1.6 million off of $200,000 if he had done it before the season started.
Is there anybody playing for the Cubs right now? If they get injured and can't play, then they'll lose?
Jake Arrieta, in my opinion. He's their number one starting pitcher. He is a monster. And I know people will go, but that's like, what, 20 games that he's going to win for them out? But there are certain people that to me are like the leaders that if they go down, there's a couple that I'm like, but I mean they're on
when
fire.
How much more of baseball season do we have?
Lots of baseball.
Oh, so we still have a lot of baseball.
It's only May.
Dude,
the World
not
Series
stop.
Is not until October.
Wow. Yeah.
There's plenty of time
so he
for
is,
wear and
tear. He's definitely taking a gamble.
Oh yeah, it's a huge gamble.
So he $200,000 you said?
$200,000 he pulled out of his savings just to bet on the Cubs winning the World Series.
I do want to give him a big round of applause for actually going to his wife first and sitting down with her and asking her. Because I'll admit it.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
It's been many times in my marriage that I just decided to go and do it without asking my wife.
Leslie, I bought a new car. Am I right?
I was trying to believe that's what you were supposed to do.
I've done that a few times, actually.
No.
Made huge purchases without talking to my wife, and it never, ever turned out to be a good decision.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. Well, there's not one time that it turned out to be a good decision.
I've learned that one.
Yeah.
I've learned that one many a times over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have to, finagle with my wife. "Baby, but I need a new guitar for worship, but I need it." Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this. And she's always like, why aren't you just saving? Why don't you just save your money? Can't you just wait like 3 weeks?
What is this crazy person waiting?
Who waits?
Man, I'm so glad that you brought the story up because after the show, I'm actually going to return the Corvette that I bought yesterday.
Oh, dang, I was wondering whose that was, man. That's mine.
That's mine. I'm convicted. I got to take it back, guys.
It's a shame that person that parked next to you dinged it, but...
What? Seriously? I'll be right back.
Okay, I got to make a confession. I totally dinged that thing on purpose.
Oh, no!
It's more of a ram.
Oh, no.
You know, less of a ding, more of like a there's a giant dent in your car now.
I didn't really buy a Corvette.
Yeah.
Calm down, Leslie.
I really did ding a Corvette out there. So if that's yours, good luck.
So we got a few comments. People saying one's just go Yankees. We got go Cubs, go Cards, and then pending injuries. That's the big thing from Silver City. That's what they're saying. Yeah, barring injuries.
We need to call them.
I mean, right now they're the best.
All right.
They are the best team in baseball. But here's the deal. This guy pulls out $200,000 of his life savings to bet on the Cubbies winning the World Series. And no, I'm not, nor will I ever condone gambling. I have family members who have had a history of just...
I'm the person. I have to stay out of the casino. I can't go because I know that I'm not strong enough.
I don't get
that. The lights and the sounds are too much for me, and I have to just take money out of the ATM and put it in there.
I've never had that.
They call to me. The machines go, come to me. Give me money. And I say, okay. Money.
But he did make a good point when he's like, listen, man, what? I save for 6 more years and have a quarter million to live on for the rest of my life? We, quote, gamble every paycheck. I have cash coming out that goes into my 403B here. So I have a retirement here. But he's right. If the market crashes, I mean, it's essentially the same thing. You're gambling, except you're just playing the stocks, you know, towards retirement. So it's a different kind of gambling. And I'm sure there's those that would say, no, it's totally different. But is it? You're taking money, and you are stock doing something with it to be gambling. A good steward of it. Mm-hmm. And it's not as flippant as maybe going to a casino and, like, throwing it all down on the red or what. I don't gamble.
But think about it. It's the same thing. You're saying, okay, here's a business that I'm going to give my money to.
But we call it investing, so it's different.
And I'm going to hope that this business blows up to be...
But maybe on the flip side, you can go, well, but we maybe if you know the business owner, you understand the value of it, then you're making a wise decision. You've prayed about it. With gambling, you're essentially just playing odds at a casino. I don't know anything about gambling, so I'm like, I don't play a bit.
What do you want to know? Just go ahead and ask. Craps?
Yes.
You want blackjack?
Yeah, I couldn't. Somebody once tried to explain to me the dice thing, and I was craps. Like, I was just lost.
It is really.
I'm
really
like,
hard.
So you just throw them and
really
then, like,
confusing.
If you...
there's so much. There's multiple games inside of craps that you can play.
Nope. Not. I don't even.
Is it because when you lose, you go crap?
$200,000 in life savings on the Cubbies winning the World Series. Huh. That's a big deal.
I'm trying to get an expert to call in. His name's Sam Swan. He hasn't texted me back yet. But I did call my stockbroker during the break just now when you guys were talking about baseball.
Did you say buy and sell?
And I said, hey, get in on this Cubbies. And they said, we're already in on it, bro.
We're already in on it.
And I said, I need my money back. And he said, look, it's going to be next Wednesday. And I said, I'm going to find you, buddy. I'm going to send people after you.
Yeah.
This is going to become a plot line in season 2 of The OC.
Oh.
And you better calm down. And he said, no, I can't calm down. And I said, I want my money back, Jimmy. Jimmy Cooper, give me my money back.
Jimmy Cooper had
you're
gonna a
be
problem.
You're going to be sleeping with the fishes.
I forgot about Jimmy Cooper.
Concrete shoes, baby. Concrete shoes.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. Your thoughts on this guy taking out $200,000 in the savings account and betting it all right on the Cubbies.
Where is this story? I would like to post it on our Facebook.
Is everywhere, stuff. I'm sure.
Steve-O stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Is it gambling if, you know, we do it with the stock market? Is that the same thing as, you know, what this guy's doing? Because this, to me, it does... He brings up a good point when he says... This seems like a pretty safe bet.
It seems like it because they're the best
the
team in baseball,
so
and they're just getting better.
Yeah,
the odds went from like 10-1 to 8-1 to 6-1. Now it's down to like 3-1 because more and more and more, it's looking like I mean, barring injuries again,
I would like to do an update, please.
Okay,
update.
Deo,
the ticket has been altered. And is illegitimate.
What?
According to ESPN's David Payne Purdom.
No kidding?
Yep. MGM says it's willing to take a bet like that, but this ticket has been altered and is illegitimate.
How has it been altered?
It's a fake ticket. Look, it's just they just posted a picture.
Oh, so it's a fake story?
It's fake. It's a hoax. No. All of this is a hoax.
Never mind.
Thank you, Mateo, for doing your research. You're welcome.
Are you sure? That's on MLB.com.
I know.
CBSSports.com.
This is the follow-up.
The past 10 minutes, just forget what we talked about. Steve-O, why'd you have to talk about that?
It's an interesting thing.
It was baseball, and remember when I said, I don't want to talk about this because I'm hating baseball right now because my team is terrible.
Gosh. All right. We'll be back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
There's a new dating website out there. It promises to match Canadians with Americans who want to escape the Trump presidency. That's right. We're thinking about it. That's right. You can escape to the Great White North if you're afraid of the Great Orange here. The site is called Maple Match.
Good morning. Starmy, hi.
Hey, it's Sam Swan.
Yay!
What's going on?
We needed just chilling.
We needed your expert opinion, and then our whole story got busted.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. I just saw my text. I was ironing my shirt. I missed it.
So, well, here was the story, and we can still definitely discuss it.
Okay.
This guy allegedly pulled out $200,000. Of his life savings, which was 94% of his entire life savings, and bet on the Cubbies winning the World Series. Right now, the odds are 3-1, which before the season started, I'd like to point out on the show, I said that they were going to win it all, and I should have put my life savings down because it was like 8-1 back then.
Yes.
I would have won at least $6,000.
Hey, man.
So we started talking about this because obviously on a Christian station and we're talking gambling, but then we started talking about like your 403B or if you have a 401K or something like
that. Stock
I mean,
market.
It's kind of like gambling because you're essentially giving money to somebody else and hoping that good things are going to happen with it. But there's always the risk, like in gambling, that you're going to lose it all because the market's going to crash.
Can Christians gamble?
No, that's not the question.
That's what I want.
That's not the question, Baptist.
I thought whatever we do, we're supposed to do it with...
Okay, gosh, no, stop
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Sam Swan, Baptist Convention of New Mexico, by the way, for those that don't know Sam Swan. You are also the largest Cubbies fan I know, so we wanted to call you because this guy put down, you know, 200 grand of his life savings on the World Series. What are you thinking at this point?
Well, what I'm trying to do is not think about
doing it
beyond just a day or two at a time. You know, in other words, I'm enjoying the great baseball that they're playing, and a few times that I get to watch them on MLB Network or whatever, I'm enjoying that. But I have to tell you, the other day, because of some of the things that they've been doing and all the stats that they've been showing, you know, they've won. They haven't had a start in 30 games, the first 30 games since 1907, which was when they won their first World Series. And so that gets planted in the back of my head, but I still have to kind of rein myself in because it is the Chicago Cubs after all. And who knows what can happen after that. As far as the gambling, I've only got like $1.92 in my life savings. So there's no way that I'm going to gamble that, you know.
So you got to keep that money.
Yeah, because I may retire when I'm like 95.
Right,
so yeah.
It's a solid option.
You never retire in ministry.
That's true.
You just die.
They got you, Sam.
Just die. The retirement plan, though, really is out of this world.
Boo. Sam. That's a t-shirt.
Yes, we do! That was brilliant. Oh, Sam Swan. Yeah. Yep. So, it's debatable whether or not this is. They're saying that the ticket's been altered and is illegitimate, but we shall see because that's according to. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, people do this all the time. You know, I mean, this guy actually approached his wife first, which I have to applaud him for that. He actually went to his wife and said, "Hey, I think we should do this. This is, you know, this is an easy win."
Yeah.
And well,
I just can't fathom.
That's like, an awfully big risk for,
I was gonna
for
say,
a sports thing.
Your entire life savings. You know what I mean? It's like in one shot, in one moment, you're either going to triple it or you're going to lose it all.
Hey, man. That's what Eminem sang about in that one song.
That's probably putting a little too much hope in, maybe not even hope, but just too much
stock
of life emphasis into a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just the World Series. I mean, if the Cubs win the World Series, I'm going to probably spend $7,000 on everything that I can buy as Cubs national, you know, world champion. I'll do that. But I'm not going to gamble.
Wise.
I will buy the merchandise if they do win, but I'm not going to gamble.
Make sure you talk to Brenda first before
I will
you
talk
spend
to Brenda first.
Money.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been any honorariums I get when I preach or something. I put those aside.
There you go.
That's for my Cubs World Series paraphernalia when it happens.
That's good. Beautiful.
That's good. Man. You're going to have to come and hang out with us one morning. You know, I used to listen on Friday. You came on Fridays, right?
I did, yeah.
And it was good stuff, man. I enjoyed listening to you guys on Fridays.
Oh, well, thanks, Dex. I appreciate that. I would love to come and hang out with you guys. Can I just show up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
I think we have a guest this Friday already.
And I think next Friday and then the Friday after that, but then...
Okay, but I'll just show up sometime.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. We'd love to have you anytime.
Yeah. Of course.
There you go.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
To you. Thanks a lot.
All right.
See
you.
It's
a good guy right there.
Yeah.
And he's a Baptist.
Sam Schwann.
It's crazy, right?
Okay, we got a question. A real question coming in on the live line. 505-585-LIVE. That's something I've actually been wondering. Is it wrong for me as a Christian to buy one of those little $1 scratchers every other week? You think about every other week. Okay, $26 a year they spend on scratchers if it's every other week.
I'm just going to admit it. I don't think it's wrong. I do it. That's not wrong.
Like every now and then you're like, yeah,
every
I got
now
a buck.
And then it's not a big deal. Now if it starts to affect your way of life, if it's actually taking
away. Well, we're called
away,
to be good stewards, right?
Right, we are. But I mean, a dollar here and there to buy a lottery ticket for the chance of winning.
Didn't go through Dave Ramsey. Every dollar counts.
Oh, well.
Okay. Every dollar matters and has a purpose. So if it's within your budget and you have budgeted out that $26 a year. Because, I mean, think about how frivolously we'll spend $26 in one setting.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's ridiculous. I just realized, Don, I bought a boat, so and then I forgot we lived in New Mexico. Yeah,
but I will say there are absolutely human beings. I have family members who had a major gambling addiction, and I saw it almost destroy lives. So, but I'm not going to put that on everyone,
right,
because I've also seen alcoholism destroy people's lives. But I'm not going to say every human being on the planet, you're not allowed to drink. I would never say that.
Yeah.
But I do know that we are called to be set apart in ways, and I don't think it's necessarily a sin unless the Holy Spirit is convicting your heart and saying, you should not be doing this, in which case, then it becomes set.
And I think we know ourselves. We do. We know ourselves. I know myself, and I know that I can get carried away with stuff like that, so I really have to be careful.
I want to know what the Starmy thinks, man.
Starmy, tell us.
They've been quiet about this.
Yeah. This is what I think,
too. Christians gamble?
I think...
They spend $24. It was $24. $24 a year.
The fact of the matter is, if you get down to it, like it's what Steve-O said, we frivolously spend money all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you gone and bought a clothing item that you've worn once or twice, and then you haven't seen it since, and it's just stuck in some drawer? How many times have you bought
a movie
or a video game that you played once or you watched once, and now it's just sitting in a drawer somewhere?
Yep.
Right. You know, and it's not necessarily, I guess, the same thing, because you're not getting anything back, but you're getting like entertainment back for those clothes. You're going to wear those again. So really it comes down to the heart, like you guys were saying. If you're buying this because it's some kind of like,
this is going to solve all my problems.
Yeah, if this is your answer, like if you're buying these because it's the answer,
right,
then I would say you shouldn't buy them, because,
amen.
You know, even like before approaching the whole sinful thing about it, you're just wasting your money.
Yeah.
Find something else to waste your money on that's actually going to be profitable for you, or for, more importantly, for other people.
Right.
Yeah. It's, you know, you have to watch yourself too, because I'll never forget the time that I won $1,000.
Yeah.
Whoa!
And you have to be very careful.
What? You can win money?
You have to be careful, because that's the
hook. Go to the 7-Elevens right now. All of them.
That's the hook. That's what gets you. You know, you spend $1 hey, and you win $1,000, and then you go, oh,
can I borrow $1,000?
This is how this works.
Yeah.
And then that's when it could become a problem very easy.
They chimed back in and said, please allow me to elaborate. I set aside my tithes when I get paid. I'm pumping gas. If I have an extra buck, I'll grab one for kicks.
Yep.
That's what they do.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And they also said, thank you guys for your insight.
It's the same thing to go inside and buy a bag of Skittles or something like that.
Right?
Seriously, it sounds different. But if you really want to get down to the bottom
Skittles
of it.
Skittles is actually worse.
Yeah, I was
Skittles,
say,
they're
yeah.
ruining your teeth. And right. so eventually you're going to have to go to the dentist and spend thousands of dollars to get your teeth filled. So
diabetes.
Which one is the biggest waste?
Lottery ticket or diabetes?
We can get hung up on little things. We really can.
Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 338-3700. You can text the show at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning. So I don't I don't think there's anything wrong with gambling as a Christian, as long as it doesn't become a problem. Like, my wife and I, sometimes when we go out, we meet a friend at the casino, and I'll play $20 on the blackjack table, and then I'll walk away if I, you know, at a stopping point. And as long as it doesn't become a problem, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thanks, man.
No problem.
I have a good friend who enjoys playing card games. I'm going to say poker. I think it's poker. I seriously don't know. Because
well,
I'm
poker,
that guy.
Blackjack.
I'm the guy that always gets 21. Invited to the poker games because I don't know how to play. So they're like, yeah, man, bring your money. You know, but I don't. I was talking to him because he's a solid dude, solid believer. And I asked him about that one time and he said, let me tell you what I do. He pulls out a $20 bill and he goes and he hangs out with his friends. They enjoy an amazing evening of fellowship. And he says, with that $20, I could what? Buy a movie ticket and maybe a small popcorn. And instead, I'm spending an entire evening hanging out with these good buds. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it for the purposes of like trying to get rich or anything like that. But we all spend our money differently. And that's just something that he does from time to time, like on a dude night. And he's like, they've been to, you know, a casino before or something, but it's never something that is trying to hopefully bail the family out of debt or, you know, something like that. So
I think that's really the issue. You know what? It's funny to me because we also got a live line answer. And what I'm about to say, I bet some people are going to take issue with, so I'm just going to say
Well, it's from the Starmie.
Personal opinion, but I'm going to answer this person with a personal opinion. This person says, I view gambling the same as drinking. As long as you do it responsibly and not let it take control of your life, there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, my gosh.
And so this is what I want to say. It's funny to me that as a Christian culture, a lot of times, instead of actually approaching issues, we will just say, you shouldn't do that. Yeah. And I think that is an escape. I think that's an easy way out. And it's not true for everything, so I'm not throwing blanket statements over here. But especially...
Because then you'd be doing what they're doing.
Right. Especially for gambling or for drinking or something like that. What's the more important thing? Is it to just say, never do that? Or is it to say, if you do that as a Christian, you do it responsibly? What goes farther? Mm. You know, like what is the biggest lesson? Right. And I just wonder that sometimes.
How about this? When we take our kids to Hinkle or Dave and Buster's, have you played any of those games? The ones that shoot out tickets?
That is hilarious because we actually got a question.
That's straight up gambling.
We got a question on the live line.
That's almost worse because you're actually not getting any money back.
They said, is it wrong for me to use all my Chuck E. Cheese tokens on the spinning light game to get more tickets?
Yeah, we're just prepping our kids to be ready for the real deal when they become adults.
We went to a birthday party once for my nephew, and they all got the little cups of tokens or whatever, you know, for the party. And I spent an hour watching Jack and Luke take turns playing Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what is happening? It's like a mini casino in here. It's just flashing lights.
I sit over at the where you grab the handle and you have the wheel and it has ticket numbers on there. The biggest one's like 1,000. And then it's the go fishing one.
Yeah.
And you throw the hammer down and the wheel spins.
Calm down, Montana.
I'm starting to get all fired up.
We got a great email.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we got a couple quick ones on the live line. Two people mentioned this as well, which helped me personally. So one in Albuquerque, one in Santa Fe, they said essentially the same thing. Buying a lottery ticket, you're helping the lottery scholarship fund in our state.
Mm.
And that helped me through my freshman year of college that I did nothing with. So thank you, guys.
Thank you for the justification.
This person said, I've recently had a change of heart regarding buying games, movies, much less anything that's entertainment. For me, it wasn't a sin, but I did feel the need to give more as far as giving to the church, donating my goods, money, and so on. There are people that need more than me, so definitely I felt like, the need to give and do more. Weird enough to say, but becoming a Christian has actually helped me out financially.
Wow.
P.S. I'm spending all my money on Dr. Pepper. Who's with me? I'm with you.
After seeing that picture?
I'll buy the rats.
That's hilarious.
You buy the Dr. Pepper.
Sorry. Blah. I'm out.
Incredible combo.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys. I don't have very much time. They're blowing me up on the radio and on the phone, but it's the IT guy.
Hey, IT guy. What's up, man?
How you guys been? Good. I made it through park. I'm alive.
There you go.
But through that time, I interviewed for Sandia Casino.
Oh. And, how could you do this?
Yeah, man. I only made 26,000 here at APS, and they offered me 63, and I actually declined the job.
Wow.
What?
So because you didn't want to be in that atmosphere?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to be. I would have been a guy that was
monitoring all the beverage sales, which is alcohol, and then all the gambling applications. And I just thought, could I be the guy that slangs sin all day long?
Ah, I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I can understand.
Because
that.
Many people that are often like at the casinos, like they are trying to solve all the problems,
right?
With an easy win.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I thought. The casino, like playing at home with your friends, that's fellowship. That's spending time with your brethren. You know what I mean? Whether it be just $20, I mean, your brother's probably going to spend that on diapers.
I will say, though, I know there's different jobs, and I'm not saying the job that you, you know, that could have taken, you know, I'm not saying that that was a bad decision at all, but my Aunt Louise, you know, who lives in Las Vegas, she brought up a good point that she has Christian friends who work at casinos, and the ministries that they have, because they're in that, working at a place like a casino or the bar.
Now, that's true. That's a good way to look at it.
That's why I enjoy Daniel Fusco's message here. That's what we talked about, how every single one of us are uniquely created for something different. So, IT guy, that wasn't, obviously you felt from the Lord, like, I should not take this, because that's not what God has called you to do.
Well, now, there, well that's what I thought. You know, I'm here, I'm working with the kids, I'm really making change here.
Yeah.
And I'm making chunk change.
It's not about
instead
money.
Of making
exactly,
actual change, like
the
quarters
payback
for
I get
slots.
From the kids every day. I mean, right. I have to pat on the back and seeing their
that's
smiles.
It, man.
I mean,
that's
and then
it.
You might have somebody else, a Christian, who gets offered that job and they take it because they feel in a way they can step in and possibly try to
make
help
change.
The people.
Yeah.
And make the change.
Yeah. That's
better.
True.
Yeah, bro. And then they said, oh, yeah, and if the systems go down, we'll let you stay at the hotel for 5 days. Calmed. I was like, beautiful. And what about my family?
Right. Boom.
Yeah. But, hey, boys, take care.
You too. Later.
Yep, later.
Our girl Becca on the live line said, everything in proportion. A drink isn't bad. Alcoholism, drunkenness, not good. A fun night at the casinos with friends or a random lotto ticket, sweet. Excessive gambling, no bueno. Mm. Random cute outfit, awesome. Dropping G's on crazy clothes constantly, equally as sinful as the previous scenarios.
What did read the first part again? What'd she say?
Everything in proportion.
So then I could have, no.
Well, we don't do proportions with you because you're much larger, your proportions are
bigger.
We don't
even have that much.
So we don't,
well,
we
hold
can't.
On. I don't necessarily, I don't think that that's actually correct, though, is what she's saying. And I'm being serious.
Okay.
You can't say everything because then you could say, I could have cocaine.
Ah, that's true.
I could try meth. I could just have a little bit of marijuana. You can't say everything.
Yeah. Well, then we're going to fall back on legal issues.
Yeah. I just wanted to put that out there in case there's, you know, kids, young people.
You're right.
You can't.
In case there's children that were like, I wonder if it's okay to smoke a little crack.
Well, that's the thing.
These guys just said,
you can do anything and everything as long as you do it, you know.
Now, that's a fair point. That's
you
a fair
can't
point.
Do that. You cannot.
But like I said, I agree with Steve-O, too. I don't think that there was an 8-year-old that heard that said, now I can smoke crack as long as I do it in proportion.
Right. Well, I thought
then
that.
Again,
and
I am
like an 8-year-old.
Well, you are a grown 8-year-old.
That's true.
But the thing is, it's true. There are some things where you can't just do the, you can't do those things because you're going to hit, number one, legal issues. You're going to, and then it's going to come up against something that is a sin.
Right.
And we all are sinful, and we all fall, and we all commit sins. But we also all have the opportunity to not do those things.
Mm.
You know, because part of the whole Christian thing is God gives you grace, and that grace is the thing that helps you live your life. And you're not controlled by your sin.
Right.
You know, and that's not always the easiest thing. And sometimes it's literally just getting to the point to where when you have to make a decision, you say, wait a second, that thing does not control me. I don't have to say yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a hard place to be. I'm not trying to make it sound easy.
No, it's not.
It's always difficult in the moment.
We got a comment on the live line, 585 live. That's 585-5483. 1 Peter 1:15-16 says, be holy for I am holy. We get stuck on the how far can I go before it's really sin. But if we stopped and asked ourselves, is this me being holy? Mm. Our thoughts and actions would change.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can call us up 338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. And talking about gambling right now, is it okay for a Christian to gamble? And I think what we've broke down is, yes, it's okay for a Christian to gamble. Now everybody is in a different situation. The Holy Spirit convicts each and every one of us differently, different areas. So we have to listen. We know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we have maybe an addictive personality. We have to be careful. We have to be on guard with situations like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's much like, you know, if you're addicted to pornography, well, I probably shouldn't be watching, you know, a TV show or a movie that has nudity in it. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
I will say I'm glad we're talking about this because whereas I agree fully 150% because God has called us to be holy because he is holy, I think sometimes it can make us fearful. And that is a sin. We're not supposed to be in dwelling within the spirit of fear,
yeah.
Right? But a lot of times, maybe because the way I was raised in church, it was this fearful dictator. And so the idea of like, we got to be holy. You can't go see the Avengers. Wait, how is that holy? You know, and we stop and forget that we still live on this earth. And man, the beauty of being out on a hike, I would never go on a hike, but just being out in nature and enjoying God's creation, things like that, that's still holy. And I think sometimes we can become petrified and stop everything because we're like, well, I don't know, is this holy? Scripture didn't say whether or not it was okay for me to go ride that water slide. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that's acceptable. I will be wearing a bathing suit. I might possibly cause somebody to stumble. Maybe I should just stay inside. We can do that. Yeah. We really can. And so I think as long as we are being led by the Spirit of God, yes, of course, there are the solid black and whites of, yeah, don't smoke crack, man.
Yeah.
But I do think if we are doing everything as unto the Lord, as we are called to do, and we are glorifying him with our lives, then, man, right on. Keep doing it. It's kind of like, I believe it was Chuck Colson. It was one of Skip's bros who talked to Nate when he was graduating high school, and it's something that's always stuck with me, because Nate was wanting life advice when mm-hmm. he graduated high school. And he was told, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then do whatever you want. Because as long as you're doing that first, then you're going to be glorifying the Lord with whatever you're doing. So, man, our live line has just blown up, as has the email.
Yeah.
Shout out to our boy Rodney in Roswell, who says, hey, I gamble every day when I turn you guys on,
amen.
When a bird flies over me and I look up, when I buy a Maroon 5 CD, when I drive while texting,
yeah,
when
true.
I swim alone at night in the Pacific,
just stop.
When I punch a lion,
oh, man.
When I ride a dolphin,
okay.
Or I wrestle a unicorn.
Stop it.
I can't stop.
You have to stop it.
It stings.
And then he says, all these are true. I want to read a Facebook comment. Dominic says, the Bible does warn us, however, to stay away from the love of money. And he quotes 1 Timothy 6:10, Hebrews 13:5. Scripture also encourages us to stay away from attempts to, quote, get rich quick, Proverbs 13:11, 23:5, Ecclesiastes 5:10. Gambling most definitely is focused on the love of money and undeniably tempts people with the promise of a quick and easy payout. But and I'll say this, not always true. It really depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just throw that out there and say, because we're talking about our buddy that truly does this just to fellowship with his bros. He's not going in there to get rich
right.
quick. He's not going in there because of his love of money.
Right.
You know,
they have a poker night at somebody's house and they hang out. And
yeah. At the bottom of his intentions, he's hanging out with his friends.
Right.
It's a fellowship thing. So, yes, the warnings are in there, but we can't just say, you know, that is the focus for every single person when
right.
they do that.
Because it doesn't say to stay away from money. It says to stay away from the love of money.
Yeah.
It's talking about, like, where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're so focused on money specifically that your end game is nothing but money and you take that job because it's a bigger paycheck or you whatever it is, money, 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 and that's your focus, then that is your God. That is your idol. You are in love with money.
That's why I came to work here.
Hey.
You know, I came to work here because they offered me triple the money that I've ever made in my life.
What?
Okay.
Hang on.
I will come work for you.
Hold on. What?
They just threw money at me.
What?
No, not really. Good morning. Hello?
Morning.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you, guys. It's always a good morning show, and today's really good. But, you know, I think one thing as a Christian that we got to remember is our life is pretty much a balancing act, you know, whether it be gambling or time, whatever it may be. You know, we got to be careful that we're not entering into legalism, but also that we're not using our freedom as a cloak for sin. You know, like this last weekend, I took my wife and my daughter. We went and watched Captain America. We went to the matinee, you know, save a couple bucks there. But I still dropped $50 on 3 movie tickets, a bag of popcorn, and a large Coke and a candy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people would look at that and say, oh, you spent $50 to go watch a movie, there's starving kids in Africa, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no matter what you're doing, oftentimes, you know, people will find a way to say, what you're doing isn't holy because what I'm doing is better. So we have to be careful, like, if we're saying, hey, you shouldn't do that. Are we saying they shouldn't do that, or are we really saying,
ooh,
I don't have the freedom to do that, and I'm mad because you have the freedom to do that, and because you do that and I don't, I feel like I'm better.
Dude, that is so true.
Solid.
Very true.
And it comes down to time. I skateboard, right? And so, like, sometimes I'll go to the skate park, and, you know, I can spend 3 hours there, and I might not be going out and be like, you know, God has said that you sinners need to repent or something, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm out there. I don't cuss. I don't drink. I'm not smoking. I'm not maybe doing what everybody else is doing at the skate park. So I feel that, like, you know, being a good example maybe in that way, if I have opportunity to share with somebody, I will. But, you know, even some people would say, like, well, I can't believe you would go into a worldly setting like that and just not straight preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, sometimes Jesus, you know, he just hung out with his disciples, ate a meal with them, you know what I mean, and just chilled with them. So sometimes I think we try to over spiritualize everything we do.
Yeah.
And so I think in that sense, you know, we got to be careful. Like, me and my wife, like, for our birthday, we go and play bingo. You get to play bingo for free. I'm not putting my hope that I'm going to win this money and all my life's problems are going to be solved. You know, it's fun, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm just waiting for the day I could just yell out bingo. I don't even care if I win $5. I just want to say bingo.
Especially with all the silver foxes, man.
Yeah, you know, yeah, except for all the smoking blowing in your face. Bam, bam, but, you know, other than that, it's great.
Calm down. Man, you're just going crazy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
your call, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys, man. I appreciate your show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
Later.
338-3700 and 585 Live. You can text the show. A lot of people are chiming in on gambling as a Christian. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska.
Storms capable of spawning tornadoes could roar through central Texas to the Ohio Valley.
The FDA will review its current definition of healthy, which could impact marketing for many foods.
Honeybees continue to die at alarming rate.
The Justice Department said it would not seek imposition of the death penalty against Ahmed Abu Khattala. He was snatched off the battlefield in Libya and brought to the United States to face trial for his role in the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and 3 other Americans.
A week after a massive wildfire erupted in the Canadian oil sands region of Alberta, people are starting to get a look at their damaged homes.
U.S. employers posting the most job openings in 8 months.
President Obama is due to become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima more than 70 years after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city.
One day the guy on the buffalo was cruising around through the plains, seeing a bear. And he thought to himself, oh man, I gotta get away from the bear. Hope he don't chase, oh no, he's gonna chase me. Oh no, I better just turn around and chase him back. Cause guess what? I'm on a buffalo.
Montana, and we rode buffalo every day.
Yeah, I still do.
You did not.
Buffalo, one day the guy.
Oh, this is still going on.
Man, it's a good song. It's classic.
You just be quiet over there.
Oh. Didn't see that Indian guy crouching down, and he popped off a shot. Yeah. Bang! Fell off the buffalo. Buffalo took off running while the Indian was still reloading. The guy on the buffalo snuck up behind him with a pistol. He was like, hey, better watch what you're doing. Bam! Yeah. Buffalo! Break your gun on a stump! On a buffalo guy, we'll step on your foot. Ouch! Don't wake up!
It's a flow of, like, a stream of consciousness kind of song. You know what I'm saying?
It's riding on a
buffalo.
Look at that guy. He's just on a buffalo.
He's great. He is just an American hero. I love it.
So good. So good. Break that gun on
stump. Good morning, Starmy. It is 8:40.
High today of 80 something. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be a hot one out there, and it's already a hot one out on the roads. Let's take a look-see at the highway. No accidents to report, but tons of road construction to get your morning commute cooking. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia stocks over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. You can shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. We've been discussing Christians being able to gamble. A lot of people weighing in on the live line.
I'm going to tell you, if you're riding a buffalo, you're taking a big gamble.
I'm going to take a gamble that this caller is calling about that topic.
You want a buffalo, sir?
Yeah, I would enjoy to ride a buffalo right about now.
Well, get after it.
Well, I don't know if this is a sin also, but I heard that if you see a buffalo in the morning, it's good luck.
Really?
Sin.
Yeah, I don't know if that has to do with anything with anything, but I'm calling about the gambling topic.
Oh,
I am.
So
you nailed it.
I nailed it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, in my opinion, with the whole gambling deal, is that maybe gambling in itself isn't really a sin, but I think when we try to justify what we're doing, I think we're taking a gamble with our life and with what we're doing. We're constantly trying to, you know, is this a sin? Is this not a sin? And trying to justify our behaviors, it kind of gets us in a position where we're gambling with our life. And I think it's best that we just use our own discretion, use our own understanding, and realize is this wrong or this right? I mean, come on, we're Christians. We got to use the mind of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But, I mean, I know what you're saying. We have to use wisdom.
Right.
In anything we do. We have to be wise, and we have to use common sense at times.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to this is what I'm trying to get down to, is I heard a famous pastor speaking on the radio once, and he said that after he was finished with his ministry, he was really tired. He was driving down the road, and he stopped at a restaurant to get something to eat. And when he was sitting there, he was thinking, you know, a glass of wine would hit the spot right about now. And he believed, you know, this pastor didn't really believe that drinking was a sin as long as you're not getting drunk or anything. But so he's sitting there and he was debating it, and then he just fell in the spirit, you know, this isn't right. I'm not going to get a drink here. I'm just going to order a Pepsi. So he orders a Pepsi, and the waiter comes by to take his order and says, hey, you're so-and-so. He says, yeah, well, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I was listening to your sermons, and it really helped me get over my addiction to alcohol. And so at that point, he had realized, you know, had I ordered that glass of wine, I would really put myself in a predicament. So it just comes down to, you know, everybody around us is watching us as Christians. And so we really have to be careful in what we do. You know, not necessarily is gambling a sin, is buying video games a sin, but we just got to be careful and realize, who are we? We're Christians first, and then, you know, the world always has to come second. Oh, but that's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, back.
I think the most legit thing he said was, you know, in that situation, the pastor listened to the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
I think that's the big thing, because as soon as we clue into that, then that's like the living, breathing part of your faith, where you're, you know, moment to moment, you're trying, and that's what we're all after. Like, we're trying to find that place. I think the problem is when we just throw out these rules. And it's like, you can do this, you can do that. And then sometimes even approaching the, well, everyone's watching you, so never do this.
Yeah, we have to live in this Christian bubble. And
not to disparage it, because we are to be set apart. And
right.
It does say to be holy as I am holy. But you look at the life of Jesus and the interpretation of holy, according to the Pharisees, who were the most learned people, you know, like they were the learned scholars, and they literally walked around with scripture like in little trinket things on their forehead and hung it from their neck and all this different stuff. Jesus's interpretation of holy would rub up against their interpretation of holy a lot.
You know, and they were like, you can't do that.
Right.
And then Jesus would just point out something completely different.
Yeah.
And so I think we run into that, too. I think a lot of times we run into interpretations of holy, and we claim that as ours, and then we try to set that standard on everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. 338-3700. You can call the show, or you can text the show, 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are we doing?
Good. What's up, Rob?
I'm here, man. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about you guys?
Yeah, same. I'll just say the same.
Good, good. You know, I just wanted to chime in on, of course, the gambling thing and just life in general in that, you know, you guys took the words out of my you know, right out of my mouth. We are to be set apart and, you know, we're to live above reproach to the best of our abilities every day. Now, that's not to say that we can't, you know, be watching certain movies, maybe go out and have some men's fellowship at a casino and play some blackjack or something. But as long as the first ministry is taken care of, which is your family life, you know, if your family is taken care of, your wife is being treated as the daughter of God that she is, your kids are being pointed in the right direction, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's when the first ministry starts to suffer is when all of that becomes a problem, you know. I'll have a little bit of wine with my wife. Now in the summer months, we'll fire up the barbecue grill and I'll have a tiny little glass. I don't go out to B-dubs and get drunk. But that's just me. I just try to be that example to the unbeliever or even to someone that's on the fence about God and Jesus. You know, I don't want to be the stumbling block. So I'm really careful in what I do, say, think, and feel. As long as my first ministry is taken care of, then I can kind of go out and say, you know, I don't gamble, but if I want to play cards with my buddies, then I think that's okay, or a small glass of wine. As long as it's not a detriment your first ministry and you're not affecting someone else's walk, and I can say that I think you're good with it, you know?
All right, Rob. The good stuff, man. Thanks for calling in. Good hearing your voice, man.
Same here. You guys have a good one.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. We got an email or a live line question saying, on this topic, I've been conflicted lately as to whether or not it is Christian to be a tattoo artist. Mm. I've always loved art and have always been captivated by the art of tattooing. I've had mixed judgment from those around me. I feel like this is something I could use to the glory of the Lord, but based on those around me judging this decision as a heathen practice, I'm back to being unsure. I'd like to know your take on this. Thanks, guys. Love the show. I would say, going back to exactly what Teo just said, you have always been captivated by art. You have always been captivated by the art of tattooing. The funny thing is all three of us this morning are wearing our Miami Tattoo Company hoodies that we were gifted by Amor Sierra, owner of Miami Tattoo Company.
She's love
a
you,
sweetheart.
Amor.
Owns a tattoo shop, and she helps human trafficking victims and does incredible things with that. I immediately also think of our boy Dave Martinez. He's mm-hmm. the owner of Addictive Ink here in Albuquerque, who doubles his tattoo shop as a church. You know what I mean? That dude throws down the gospel. So as we talk about not being choked out by the world, but being led by the Holy Spirit, it sounds to me, and this is just my personal opinion, that you have this great love, this gifting, for art and tattooing, and yet what is choking you out from making this decision are the people around you proclaiming that it's a heathen practice. If God's not throwing down on you saying that, you know, because the idea that it is a blanket like this is a heathen practice just rubs me the wrong way in general.
Is it because you have tattoos?
No, I mean, I had tattoos from back in the day, but I also do have tattoos now that I got after I was saved, you know. It's not because of that, but I do think it's because of the stigma. I was on this campus one time and was seriously attacked to a point where they had to call security and get this guy off campus because I was, quote, desecrating holy ground with my vile temple because I had tattoos. I mean, it sounds insane because it is, but I think a lot of times we can be so harsh and horrible to another human being around us because not because of a personal conviction even, but just maybe it was because something you heard when you were a child and it just stuck with you and you chose to believe that, not because it's even in God's word, but because it's just a tradition or whatever it may be, and I'm not talking specifically on tattoos, this could be on anything, and we cling to these like sacred cows, thinking that this is biblical, and then you get flipped upside down when you realize that has nothing to do with God's word, and maybe it was just something that a loved one taught you or told you when you were younger. This is why we're called to be Bereans and study the word of God, because I do think we can be very condemning. I do think we can be so harsh. We got another comment just now that says, how about this? Shouldn't we just trust in God to provide our needs instead of having faith in gambling? And yes, we should. In fact, this week I have a great story about that very thing. My son, his baseball glove was stolen this weekend at our baseball tournament. Those are like $60. This is the second time this year that a glove was, quote, misplaced at a tournament. One in Grants, New Mexico, and then this weekend at Cinco de Mayo tournament. The team was, they put all their gear down and they went away and they were warming up and whatever in between games. And someone stole my son's glove. Well, that was $60. I don't have $60. We work in ministry. And seriously, I was freaking out because that was not Dave Ramsey approved in the budget. And all of a sudden, I was just frantic on Monday because I came back to work and where's, right? Yeah. That was depleted.
You already had an emergency?
That's depleted because my son had surgery last week and I don't even know how many thousands of dollars that's going to cost. I don't even want to get into that because I've been stressed out lately. And Monday, I went and checked the mail, and there was a letter from my mortgage company. I was like, oh, no. Oh, gosh. Did I forget to pay it this month? It's been a crazy month. I don't know. And I opened it up, and it was an escrow check because we overpaid this last year on our escrow, and it was almost the exact dollar amount we needed.
It was actually more, wasn't it?
It was. It was, yeah. And I lost it. I just started crying. And so there are those moments where God absolutely provides, and it's incredible. But I also think there's a danger in sitting back exclusively saying, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to do anything with my life. I'm not going to do anything about my future, my financial security. I'm just going to trust that God's going to take care of me. Because we're still called to be good stewards in all things. And if this guy's being led that he should be this prolific tattoo artist to the glory of the Lord, then who are we with these personal convictions to just stifle that and tell him that he's a heathen? It makes me mad when I hear stories like that.
So the guy who texted in, man, just go for it. If that's the passion,
if that's what God has called you to do,
that's what you're feeling. You love art, you love drawing, man, do it with all your heart, you know, just go for it, you know. And I love what Steve-O said earlier about Nate Heitzig's story.
Yeah.
When he was graduating, you know, whatever you do, love God with all your heart, all your soul,
I mean,
all your mind.
Look at the ministry of
and then do whatever
Amor Sierra. Look at the ministry of Dave Martinez. We got a shout out from Disciple Tattoo. They cover up gang tattoos in
their
ministry.
That's local in Albuquerque.
Yeah, Amor Sierra, she takes these women that have been trafficked, and they have a mark, a brand that another person put on them to claim them as their slave, as their own, as their property. And they cover that up with a tattoo. You can't tell me that is a heathen practice.
Right.
You know, and even if it was a heathen practice initially, it has been redeemed for the glory of God. Isn't that where we all started out?
Right.
We were all sinners, you know, and yet Christ died for us. That's what it says. The thing is, we leave these things because, like Steve-O said, we grew up, we had a bad experience. We heard this one thing and just stuck to that interpretation of it, and we can't get past it. One of the craziest things in this world and in all of, I think, Christianity is the fact of we see this guy who these people around him are telling him that he can't tattoo because it's a heathen practice. And so he feels, you know, held down and oppressed. And, you know, you should keep seeking the Lord about that. And he'll provide a way. And that's exactly what you should ask, is that if God wants you to do it, if he will make a clear way for you to do it, if he will make a clear path, I believe he will. But the funniest thing, the most confounding thing about the whole thing with me is that those people that are sticking to that certain interpretation and holding this guy down, God still uses those people, and maybe not that guy's life, but in other people's lives.
Mm.
So think about that. That's like the mind-blowing thing about all this, is that we are so quick to jump on, this is right, that's wrong, you're in this camp, you're in that camp, right, that's the end-all, be-all. When, in fact, we see over and over and over in Scripture examples of God using people that should have never been used, right, you know, by our own standard. We see prostitutes helping out the spies.
Right.
We see kings that hate God doing his will.
Yeah.
And even today, we see pastors that fall from grace, but God still spoke through them,
yeah,
you know, and then later in their lives, he can do it again. It's mm-hmm. the craziest thing. So I just don't like, we get so locked into these interpretations, and we're just taking on these chains, man.
Yeah.
And all it is you're just asking for the law. You're asking for a new interpretation of the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
You want to be told what you can do and what you can't do because you don't want to have to pursue God
mm-hmm.
to see what he wants for you. And that's not what grace is.
That's good stuff, too. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you for chiming in on the live line, everyone. 585 Live. Love hearing your guys' thoughts on this. And, yeah, just whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to do, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and then go. A lot of people about ready to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
What's my future hold? Man, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I should do this. Just go for it. Just do it.
Yep.
Love God. All right. We're going to take a break. Hang out.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
In the treat?
Whoa.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
Ah, jeez.
What?
Lowest common denominator, bro.
Yeah.
I thought that clip was going to be a little bit longer.
Mm.
Don't play it again.
Wrong button.
No.
It's this button right here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's the same one again.
Why are all these buttons the same?
It's a computer screen. So
in the treat?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm sorry.
Will
My
you
bad.
Please just...
Never again.
What, guys? Come on. It's funny. You know the disciples were all sitting around the campfire.
No, what? They weren't. I've heard this.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
It's like, yeah, bro, they were just like lighting farts and just like being bros,
you know,
dude.
They take their
just
lighter
like
out.
Dudes, bro. Just take out that lighter and, you know.
You know they were.
Hey, no. Can we talk about, let's just break that down real quick. Number one, we didn't have lighters back then. So what were we going to do to light a fart? Were we going to just scoot up real close to the fire, or were we going to hold like a, you know, like a, set some palm fronds on fire and hold them and light that? Is that what we were going to
so
do?
Lame.
So I'm going to call...
No, they'd scoot up next to the campfire and then just let it go.
Bogus.
I'm going to call bogus on that one. That's
yes.
a good way to put it. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to call
let's
bogus
call bogus.
On that.
All right. Let's call bogus.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
904.
I today have 80s,
70s,
80s.
80s?
81 degrees.
It's heating up out there, folks. Not just the temperatures, but the morning commute. No accidents to report, but the road construction forecast is horrible.
Oh, good.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. Pay attention.
Got you. Look at the
traffic.
We have to strike there.
We've been, we talked earlier, we were talking about, you know, can Christians gamble?
Was not the question. Can Christians gamble?
Well, that was my question. I threw that out there. Because we were talking about the guy who was a Cubs fan, and he took out $200,000 of his savings and bet it all on the Cubs winning the World Series.
Bet it on blue.
Then we found out the story was fake and it wasn't real.
Well, it wasn't fake. The guy actually has a lottery ticket, or not a lottery ticket. He's got a ticket, but Vegas is saying they're not going to honor it because they believe that it's been
altered.
And so they don't necessarily believe that it's authentic.
Okay.
He says it's real.
Well,
like, he's still saying this.
I mean,
no, this is real.
It would be lots of fun to go buy a $20 ticket and then throw a couple extra zeros in
right.
there in case you won.
That's the gotcha. Question.
So then we did start discussing, you know, whether
Man.
Or not we can gamble as Christians.
And, of course, within the matter of moments, thanks to, you know, Christian conversations, it went to tattoos and drinking.
But,
you know, all of the things it always goes to.
Yeah. You know what, though? This is healthy.
It is.
And I know a lot of a lot of things, it can seem like we're beating a dead horse, but we really only feel like that when we have our own opinion and we're just stuck to it, you know? Yep. So it's good to come back into these discussions. I can't imagine for Steve-O. He's worked here for 30 years. He's had to talk about this tattoo garbage for forever.
Hey.
He literally had tattoos before it was okay to have tattoos
that,
in Christian
You know
circles.
What the funny thing is? That's actually true.
Yeah, I know.
I got booted from multiple places here in town because of a tattoo on my forearm, and I'm not being snarky.
Terrible tattoo. I mean, it's just not very, it's not a very good tattoo.
It may have been the Queen Alien from Aliens bursting out of my forearm.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's why it's covered up.
I would have kicked you out, too.
It was right here. Yeah. But seriously, so there, yes, there was a time when it wasn't as socially accepted. Not just like, I didn't get jobs because of it. So you got to be careful. Of course, the culture's shifting.
Now
it's like cool.
And they're like, who did your work?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not good enough. No, you can't hire
right?
Good luck.
So weird.
Or she's not good enough.
Anyways, I wanted to go back to an email we got, actually, because we keep getting questions in this morning. But before I do that, I was looking back at last week when I wasn't here, and there were a bunch of people saying, Steve-O's 40?
What?
Who was talking about me being, like, in my 40s?
What's he talking about?
I feel like it was probably...
I think
probably
you're talking
Birga.
About another show or something.
I think it was Birga.
Huh, that's
probably
weird.
Listening to another
no,
show.
No, I'm not. Just to answer your questions.
Yeah?
40s. I don't like you guys.
Why'd you
anymore.
Look at me?
Yeah,
yeah, because. Because.
What? We?
You're older than me.
It's funny because it wasn't even me.
Everybody knows Steve-O is 39 true. Years old.
I am not 39.
Teo started it. He said 49.
Okay, Teo 49? Started it. What are you,
3? Maybe 52.
I know.
I'm working
gosh.
With a 42-year-old and an 8-year-old, guys.
However, shout out to everybody who chimed in this morning because I did shave my beard off and people say I look 15.
15.
Maybe... Can I look 17 at least? I just want to be able to get into R-rated movies.
No.
Not that I'm condoning R-rated movies. Crap. I just ruined it.
Yeah. What is wrong with you, Leslie?
What?
Dex, quit having private conversations over the radio, you weirdo.
She said, what is wrong with you? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have played the wombat that farted. My bad.
Hey, we hold ourselves to a little bit of a different standard here.
We do, and speaking of standards,
no wombats, I'm 8 years old.
Man, we got a serious email, guys, from California. First of all, thanks for listening to us all the way out in Cali. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question or comment. Listening to the recent statement of what is holy and who determines that, I have a small struggle that keeps reoccurring. I hope it's not too far off topic. My daughter's friends have been bragging about the Amazon Fire Stick. And how it can be made to receive all movies and TV shows. Probably kind of like the...
Yeah. Sorry, he did something funny. Go ahead.
Okay. I did it. That's... Probably like the Apple TV or something. Sorry, I'm off in my corner.
No, I know. You
I didn't
looking.
See any of it. Sorry.
I was giggling because he looked at me and started giggling. It wasn't anything crazy. Go
Are
ahead.
You serious?
Yes. Okay. Watch us on the camera.
I'm 8 years old.
You are so
Gosh.
Continue. Fire Stick.
Amazon Fire Stick. All right. How it can be probably just jailbroke. Yeah. My husband did purchase a stick, but we've decided not to have it, quote, jailbroke, as we feel that that is theft and poor parenting if we encourage the theft. Mm. We've discussed with my daughter why we feel this way and why we choose not to. This weekend at our small group for church, a couple of moms were talking about how they won't pay for cable because it's a ripoff, so they use a jailbroke TV device.
Mm.
Just last night, my daughter commented again how one of her friends, sixth grader, has a dad that would be willing to, quote, fix our Amazon stick for us. I feel like I'm holding to a good standard for our family, but it's hard when all the quote good people around us are living contrary. Thanks for your discussion.
See, this is the problem. Back in the day, if you wanted to have free cable, you had to get with your buddies, sneak out late at night, climb up a telephone pole and unplug the cable TV descramblers and then take them to school and sell them for a profit.
Oh,
now people don't have to do anything.
Not, no,
I feel like
don't,
you have experience.
Don't.
What are you talking about?
What?
Just throwing out
Where
a life scenario.
Go?
It's a general thing. Everybody did.
Everybody dealt with it. Everybody. But it's true that nowadays, of course, in this digital age, it's easy. It's easy. You could grab, this movie. You can
there
grab
zero
it from a
letters
website.
Involved.
You can grab, but... At the end of the day, all of that is, yes, stealing.
Yeah.
Now, I know we as Christians, you start like loosening the collar a little because you don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
but
The real theft is...
Well, yeah, because then on the flip side, you could talk to your friends that are in bands and go, well, you know, Spotify. Let's talk Spotify, because they are straight stealing from artists, essentially.
Yeah, well, really, and I found this out, too. Apple Music has a better deal,
but it's still
it's still not as good as it was when people would go buy CDs.
And the preference, of course, for an artist would be, yes, please buy my art.
Mm-hmm.
We spent money. It costs thousands of dollars to get into that studio and have it produced. And then you think about, you know, just nabbing it. That's why I pay for a subscription. I won't say which one, but I pay for a subscription so that I can get the music.
Can I have your password?
No.
Username and password?
Absolutely not.
So is it wrong for me that I have somebody else's username and password? Is it wrong for me that I'm not paying for it, but I'm using
their... Well, do you have an agreement like Teo and I do where one of us buys Netflix and the other one buys Hulu and then we share?
Maybe.
We don't have that agreement.
That was a joke.
I buy both of them.
That was a joke. But really, because... Yeah, is that okay? Here's what I would say. What did the rules and regulations state for, say, Netflix or Hulu or one of those services? Do they say, hey, no sharing? Because if they do, then you're breaking the, quote, rules of their agreement.
But
right?
I don't want to read
so
the rules.
So technically, is that sin?
The fine print's too small, and
okay. And he can't read. He's an eight-year-old from
so
Montana.
So this is the thing we get into. Brandy. I just said your name. Sorry. I don't know if it was anonymous.
Let's look. Getting yes. Back to, Brandy.
Yes. No, please do not say my name. Sorry, oh. Brandy. I got to say it again. Crap. Listen. You say, hey, here's my struggle. Your struggle doesn't seem to be whether or not it's wrong. It seems like God has led you and said, this is sin. You are stealing. So it's something that you have put your foot down and said, we are not going to do this. We are going to hold to this standard that God has placed on our hearts for our family. It seems to be that the problem is your Christian friends around you who are all stealing cable or movies or pirating things are just frustrating you because they're breaking the rules and it just kind of doesn't seem fair because they're, quote, getting away with it. I would say you stick to that standard of, well, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're not going to relent on this one because this is what God has put on us. I know it's difficult because as a parent, there are so many times where my kids go, but the so-and-so family, blah, 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 and you go, well, we're Jeters.
Yeah.
We're not that family.
Well, so we're the Jeters.
If you'd like to go, you know, smoke weed, then go live with the Johnsons. But the Jeters aren't gonna do that in this household. Right. My kids have never asked that question.
Man, your kids ask some crazy questions.
No kidding.
Brody, man, it was like post-op, and he's like, come on, man. I'm like, this isn't Colorado.
I just want more happy juice.
You were actually, no, your medication is just Tylenol. And he's like, I can't hang with these conditions.
But here's my issue here's an observation.
There you go.
A lot of like all of these things, we can just slice and dice and then try to find this, but then there's this. And then we can quote from the Old Testament versus the New Testament versus this passage in New Testament versus this interpretation of that one from the Old Testament. And all you can do is never get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, you know, Christ loves you for who you are. And so when people do things that you disagree with, you listen to the Holy Spirit. You go back to Scripture, and then you do what you feel like you're led to do.
Hmm.
We can't just say, for you, it's okay to do this. For them, it's not okay to do this. You know, and because, well, essentially, that is what we're saying. That's what it all comes down to. But the fact of the matter is, each person has to pursue the relationship with God that they have to figure what that thing out is. Or figure out what that thing... I don't know what I said. But anyway, the whole purpose behind it is you have a relationship with God. Mm. Use your relationship. Don't use your rule book. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I totally get that. You're right. We have to follow the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be different for everybody else.
I mean, thankfully, we're not just like out here wandering, trying to hear God in the wilderness. You know, like, because I see the flip side. Again, slice and dice. The flip side of this is, yeah, but if I'm just supposed to walk around praying all the time, I'm going to run into something. Yes, you are. Thankfully, we have Scripture.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's there. But like we said, not everything is covered in detail. They didn't have the internet back when Jesus was around. They didn't have the Amazon Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
But they had things that were getting stolen they had things that were similar situations, and you can draw parallels, you know, so you read scripture, you pray about it, and you pursue that relationship. It's a living and active thing. I'm not sitting here saying that I do it all the time. It's way easier for me to just not worry about it and do what I want to do, which is what I get caught up in every day, because you guys are listening to us and we're talking about all this stuff, but you got to remember, we're in the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
We're in exactly the same boat. And if it's not the same boat, it's the same sea of despair that we're all in. You know what I'm saying?
It might not be the exact same thing that you're dealing with out there, but we're dealing with things as well.
We're dealing with our things. You're dealing with your things.
And I think that God meets us at different times with those issues.
The point of all of it is that grace trumps every bit of it.
Yeah.
And as Christians, we have to clue into that grace, realize it, and then show it to other people. That's like our calling. It's like the 10th Avenue North song we played yesterday. We follow a leader who was following his father. So we don't have to worry about being leaders, essentially. That's what Mike Donahue was talking about, is it's really easy to get caught up in being like the perfect leader. But you're really just a follower. That's all you're doing. You just follow. It's way easier than it, you know, we make it out to be sometimes. Guilty.
True.
Guilty right here.
Mm-hmm.
Saying it.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. You can text the show at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So to go off what, or to answer what Chester, it was Chester, right?
Sure.
What Chester was saying, I honestly think that, you know, it is getting easier to sin nowadays. And, you know, especially, for an example, you know, porn-wise, it's super simple to just get on your phone even, wherever you're at with the 4G and, just because it's easier doesn't, you know, it still doesn't make it right.
You're right, because back in the day, it was way easier to just go get a prostitute.
I was just thinking that.
Because they were legal.
No, yeah, seriously. On every corner, you could actually go in.
Roman culture back then was crazy.
Same thing. It's just a little different.
Yeah.
Exactly. So hang in there, Stephanie, over in wherever, and have a good one, guys.
Thanks, man.
You bet.
He did a good job. He was covering your tracks, man.
So good with
he was helping you.
You bet.
No, he was helping you.
He was?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I should make a new one for you every day.
Would you? Would you? Do it now. Just do it now so I can get it later.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Whoop.
I didn't really like that one.
Yeah, it was not.
It's a good one.
Can you do it like that one in the clip?
Yeah.
Man, I've been trying this whole time to find...
Quit playing the Marvel game!
No, there's a place in scripture where Paul talks about seeking the counsel. It's like you go to one or two... You know what I mean? But it's like when we seek the counsel or take in too many opinions, basically.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong book.
I quit, dude. I quit.
What you doing with that coup ran over there?
I'm just saying, it seems like what happens is we got that email, and you can tell, like, dude, I shouldn't be doing this. And we want to commend you, A, for listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and B, for chiming in and asking for thoughts. But I think what happens is sometimes it'll linger, and we'll think that, well, maybe I just need to ask somebody else, almost to a point where we're waiting for somebody to give us the response that we're looking for or that we want. When God has already clearly said, nah, man, just shut it down. Just stop. Because we continue to dwell on it. It's the idea of sin, you know? You completely blow it. You screw up, and then you repent of that. You ask for forgiveness of the Lord, and you're already redeemed, man. Those of us walking in Jesus Christ, there's no condemnation for you. But what we can do is we can tend to linger on it and just hang out in it, and it can consume us thinking, but I got to do this, and I got to do this. And then you take something that happened in the, and oh my gosh, it can get crazy, and it can destroy you. Mm-hmm. You just got to put it where it's at. Peace out. I'm done. Move forward. You got this all day. Don't jailbreak your Fire Stick.
Brandy. Yeah, I think jailbreak is a that's a big, you know,
jailbreak.
That's a big clue right there.
We've had like four or five people chiming in with Romans 14. I just think everybody needs to go read Romans 14, seriously.
10-4, copy that.
We've had so many people say, dude, Romans 14,
what's
this,
it say?
This is.
Steve-O.
The whole chapter?
Yes, read the entire, and now we will read an entire chapter.
Can we do
Bible.
It from the King James Version, though?
Yes.
Like, I don't want to.
But what I want to do, I want to do first edition King James. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
But I just have the NIV in front of me.
Nope, first. No. I'll, you know what?
Hold on. King James Version.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for holding.
Hi. Sure, good morning. I just wanted to share a general principle that I use in my life when I get into these situations. Like, is it really wrong or not?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what I think is, how would this action be drawing me closer to God? Well, you can argue back and forth, does it really count as stealing? But if you think, is this an action that's going to bring me closer to God? Is it going to make me love my neighbor more? Is it going to make me more charitable in my heart? Or is it just my greed wanting more stuff for me?
Big question.
And that's the litmus test I use.
It's a pretty good litmus test.
It's gotten me in some situations that I wasn't too happy about the decision I had to make afterwards.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's for the best, because we're not called to be consumers, to get more stuff at lower prices. That's not the Christian path. So.
Okay. Thank
that
you very much.
That helps me a lot. So I share that.
Thank you, friend. Man, she's right.
So is buying in bulk a sin?
Yes. We have a consumption Christianity. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should say consumer Christianity. Because that is, we're looking for the best deal, man. That's what but we're trained to do that in America.
Oh, but on the flip side, then you could go to about 1,900 different places in Proverbs that talks about being good stewards of our money. So if we are...
You see, you're looking for the best deal.
Yeah, I'm just looking for the best deal, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy toilet paper in bulk because I am a family man, and there are multiple children that use that toilet paper. So if
being a good steward, man.
I'm being a good steward of my cash, knowing that it's going to be better in the long run if
steward.
I just buy the 80-pack instead of the 4-pack, because you're going to
pay the thing, guys.
So much more.
We are constantly looking for those things that support what we think in the moment, and that is so difficult because sometimes, like our caller just said, it leads to situations where you realize what you think is wrong.
You know what I think?
What?
I think we should read Romans 14.
Okay. I've pulled it up. First edition, King James Version, 1611. So this is like the holiest one, guys. Him that is weak in the faith, receive you. But
what?
Not to doubtful disputations. For one, believe that he may eat all things. Another, who is weak, eateth herbies.
Receive it.
Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him.
Receive
you gotta remember, in the old English there wasn't a V, it was a U. Who art thou that, yeah, just no J either, another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yea, he shall be, like a bumblebee, holden VP. What's a holding vice president? For God is able. I can't read the old English. Get rid of the music.
Okay.
I can't even understand it. Is that English? Is that English? Is this what happened?
I
heard everything.
I gotta
you said.
Be honest. If you're throwing out at me that the King James Version is the only version, I don't believe you because I can't read it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That studio.
No,
sorry.
Go Google original King James Version. It's very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Go check it out. That's why we have the new King James. It's way easier.
You send me that link?
For the old King James?
Yeah, I appreciate
it. You're going to need to learn how to read first. We're going to start with regular English and then move back into the old.
Maybe the Message?
If I say yes, people are going to get upset.
Well,
can't make everybody happy, you know what I'm saying?
I have to.
When we come back, Teo's going to finish out his headlines, and we have a story about revenge.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, want to say a shout-out on the live line. You know, earlier I accidentally said Brandy's name.
Ah!
Quit. From the email. And we got a text on the live line that says, "Hey, Jimmy here. For the record, I was just covering your track, Steve-O. Please don't say my name."
Crap! He started with Jimmy! I mean, no!
You know what? We're going to take that computer away in a second.
I quit. Yep. Thanks, Jimmy. John.
Starmy, we love you.
You're the best.
Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska.
Storms capable of spawning tornadoes could roar through central Texas to the Ohio Valley.
The FDA will review its current definition of healthy, which could impact marketing for many foods.
Honeybees continue to die at alarming rate.
The Justice Department said it would not seek imposition of the death penalty against Ahmed Abu Khattala. He was snatched off the battlefield in Libya and brought to the United States to face trial for his role in the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans.
A week after a massive wildfire erupted in the Canadian oil sands region of Alberta, people are starting to get a look at their damaged homes.
U.S. employers posting the most job openings in 8 months.
President Obama is due to become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima more than 70 years after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city.
Better. 9:35.
Hi today of 81.
No accidents to report. Lots of road construction. Man, you guys are doing good this morning. Proud of you. Enjoy your morning commute. How's your looking traffic? Traffic!
We would like to thank Petrie Buick GMC, Petrie Kia for being a sponsor of the station. It's because of businesses like Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia that we're able to continue doing the things that we do.
Yep.
That's why we have the Morning Invasion. That's why we have the Afternoon with Birga. Right? She does afternoons, right?
Yes.
Yes, she does.
That's why we have Middays with
Kendall.
Kendall. Right now, actually. Yeah. She's filling in for Daniel. She's filling in. On vacation.
So, if you're a business out there, we invite you to be a part of it. Maybe you're just a listener. We invite you to be a part of Star 88.
Well, we're a 501c3. I know a lot of people actually may not know that. We got a text on the live line saying, hey, what's up with the plug for the car company? Sounds completely out of place on this station. I really don't know how to feel about it. Well, we're excited. And
it's our first sponsor.
It's our first sponsor for the Morning Invasion.
Thank you, Petrie Buick GMC.
Did you guys ever watch Sesame Street? What? Did you ever watch Sesame Street?
Yeah.
At the end of Sesame Street, it says, brought to you by boom, 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 and viewers like you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what our radio station is, except you just hear us. You don't watch us unless you watch on the webcam.
Absolutely.
So when you hear a Petrie auto whatever sponsorship, that's like the little thing at the end of Sesame Street, and listeners like you. And if you ever want to support, you totally can.
And here's what always is amazing to me. Being a 501c3, we don't endorse or go, you got to go buy this product from somewhere or something. Mm-hmm. Because we're non-commercial, we don't do that. So in essence, the businesses that do support us are not supporting us hoping to get their name out there. They're truly doing it because they believe in the ministry and what we're doing here. So maybe you are that person that owns a business that you enjoy what we're doing. Hey, business, it's a tax write-off. And we're a 501c3. But more importantly, it's people like you who do support us that say, man, we want to continue this. So I'm always a fan when we get businesses.
We have
like
some
that.
People that sign up to support us like every single month.
Yeah.
We love that.
And they'll give like $30, $20, something like that.
Yeah. And all that is so just as good. Mm-hmm. It really is. So whatever you guys can do.
But whenever
amazing.
We have a business sponsor, it's exciting around here because it means people are listening and they want to support what we do. So we're stoked about it. It might sound a little odd, but.
Yeah, because you're not used to it.
Yeah,
you're not used to hearing it. If you are a business, you want to get a hold of us, you can text us at 585 Live. You can call Connection Communications here at Calvary and ask to talk to a salesperson, and it's super easy to do. But thank you, Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia, for stepping on board, supporting our station.
All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Are we ready?
Are we ready? Are you sure we're ready? I don't know if we're ready.
The name of the game
is revenge.
Revenge!
Yeah, that. A 36-year-old dude named Timothy from Jonesville, South Carolina.
Just beautiful of it.
He was pretty bummed out, man. Last week, his relationship ended when he found out his ex-girlfriend was cheating on him. So this last Friday, he did what any rational human being would do. He went to a convenience store where she works, found her car in the parking lot, and spray-painted cheater all over her car.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheater!
Oh, my gosh.
Two problems with this. Number one, he spelt it C-H-E-E-T-E-R, cheater.
Like cheetah?
Like, yeah. Or like Cheetos, almost like Cheetos. Yeah. Cheater.
Cheater.
So he misspelled cheater. Cheater. And second, a cop spotted him while he was doing it. So he was immediately arrested for vandalism. Guys. No. If you're in a relationship and you found out some horrible news like that, you need to just, like, you need to breathe for a minute, okay?
No. Don't get irrational.
No. Fly off the handle. I understand. It's really tragic. It's sad.
It is. It's very sad.
That's not the way to handle it.
It's not. It's not at all.
Yeah.
On that note.
Man, this music.
Wait, what?
What are you... Look at how focused he is.
Go. Let me handle this one, okay, guys?
Oh, no.
Let me handle this.
You got it, bud.
I don't know if I like what's happening.
I do.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Charles Bronson. I'm calling from the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. I was wondering if you had just a few minutes of...
To talk.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Really? Charles Bronson? That's the best you could come up with?
That's the name that his mother gave him, sir. Hey, I don't understand why you would think.
Shut up.
I'm the general manager.
Well,
who
are you, Wyatt Earp?
No, I am the general manager.
He might be Wyatt Earp, but I'll be your huckleberry. Thanks for calling.
So we have this really great offer. We wanted to send you and your lovely wife. You're married, right? I assume you're married.
Yes, married. Happily married.
Good. Awesome.
We'd love to
hear
that.
Celebrated our 5-year anniversary.
Oh, that's great. That's just great. We'd like to send you out to beautiful Las Vegas at the Wynn Hotel and... put you up for the weekend. Everything, everything paid, and I was wondering if you'd like to come on out.
What's the catch?
Catch is no.
Man, you guys
no
are
catch.
Really bad at this.
There's no
way.
Catch.
There's really,
actually,
there's really no catch. Can I handle this?
No,
please?
Obviously not. I apologize.
Tried.
I am the quality control manager. My name is Kate Blanchett, and I apologize for my associate here, Charles Bronson. He is doing a terrible job. Listen, sir, we got your name from a friend. We can't say which friend, but he decided to sponsor you. There's no catch here. We want to set you up. We want to send you out. Obviously, you just need to get yourself out here. But we're willing to put you up for an entire weekend.
I already said all.
And all we hope is that you'll enjoy your experience, and then maybe tell your friends about it. We're gonna not only put you up for a weekend, we're gonna give you some credits as well as a couple embroidered robes with you and whoever you choose to bring with you.
Now, here's the only thing
embroidered
we need.
Right
we,
on it.
We just need the name of the person you want to take,
right?
So we can put that on the robe.
Yes.
Is can we get that name? Get that name?
Yeah. Well. It would be my wife, Sarah.
Oh, man, this is boring. Sarah.
Joining us on the show right now is Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah?
With an H.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
I've heard bad things about this.
Oh, man.
Sarah with an H.
You know, yeah, you know what? Maybe I don't want to play the role of Sarah.
Yeah,
I really don't.
What are you guys doing?
We were talking about this guy who,
caught his girl cheating.
He caught his girl cheating and decided that he would seek revenge, and he decided to spray paint cheater on her car, which he misspelled.
He spelled it C-H-E-E-T-E-R, yeah. Which two out of three of us in this room know that's spelled
that's
with an
pronounced-
A.
Here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just brought up some memories of, you know, the days when we take people to the hotel and we'd rub up.
Okay, here's the deal.
Really bad at that, by the way.
For those that don't know Cheater's Hotel, that sounded really awful.
It took you back to a time when you would take people to the hotel and robe up.
Well,
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it didn't come across the way you were hoping.
That didn't sound right.
Yeah, no. No.
Well,
no,
you know, you know, our listeners that used to listen to us, they know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of live line people going, "Oh my god,
Sorry, Aaron. We assumed you know, being that you're out of the entertainment business, maybe you got bored and we just, you know, we were hoping.
How do you know I'm out of the entertainment business? What if I'm coming back in a different medium?
Ooh. Wait, you're using
a medium?
Don't
now, guys.
Do that. That's like a spirit.
Saul did that.
Bad news bears. A medium can be like, if you're an artist, you can use.
Wait, you're going to use crayons?
He's going to be a finger painter.
Crayon, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, do you guys say crayons or crayons?
Crayon.
Crayon.
Crayons.
No, wait, what?
I would like to order a box of crayons.
Crayon.
All of the colors.
Is it a crawfish or a crayfish?
Crayons.
I don't even know. Yeah, craw or crayfish? Crawfish?
Well,
I say crawfish.
Crawdaddy.
Crawdaddy, yeah.
Yeah, crawdaddy.
Yeah.
Well, we're...
Anyways.
I would like to point out that Teo and I had nothing to do with this. I didn't even know who he was dialing until you answered.
Just thought it absolutely a little
and
fun.
And you know what? It's a pleasant surprise. Good to hear you, Buck.
Yeah.
So. It is a pleasant surprise to talk to you this early in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not really even
this
early.
This early. Show's done in like 8 minutes. Oh.
About done here. About done. Yeah.
This is the August of the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually still at home right now. We have a plumbing issue.
Oh, no.
Never, ever good.
Yeah. No, oh, you just reminded me. I have to go buy some plumbing stuff today.
Did you get a hold of Rickles?
You need toilet paper?
Oh, my God.
Did you get a hold of Rickles for the plumbing?
Wait, what?
Oh, no. No, I actually have...
you have a plumber?
I have a plumbing company over here.
Oh, wow.
The issue that we have is... I think it's going to be pretty severe.
Oh,
so,
man.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you're just building legacies because you got that legacy money.
No,
you know, you're absolutely right, man. God has blessed me like more than I deserve. So
that's just great. So, I'm so happy
I'm
for
really,
you.
Just so happy for
you. Yeah, Dex is just stoked that you got all that money.
$10,000 or something.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's great.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Well,
congratulations, man. Hey, when I inevitably get fired, can I come work for you? I know nothing about real estate or our housing markets or like
you don't need to know
life really in general, but I feel like I'd still make a great real estate dude.
Yeah.
You probably would, actually. I mean, but you have to learn how to slow down and listen to people because business
that's gonna be a tough one.
I'm not really into that part of it. I don't really think I need to slow down or listen.
Might not be
exactly what I'm talking about. You have to slow down and listen to people.
Yeah. Okay.
He can't.
It's impossible. Never mind.
It's not how God created
him. I'm out.
You know, I do need somebody to go put my signs up for me though.
Oh, man, I got you.
Cool.
I am one of the best put-up signs guys ever.
Can I dance on the corner with the sign? Can I be that guy? Just
you know what?
Flip your signs around.
You know what's funny is for open houses, I've really kicked around the idea about hiring a sign flyer.
Oh, my gosh, you should. Nobody does that.
What are you talking about? Those guys still exist.
No,
they got their Walkmans
for for real estate, for open houses. Yeah,
nobody does that.
What does that pay? What does something like that pay for me?
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
Man, that's good money.
Yeah, it's like $8 an hour.
Ugh, gosh.
That's
a dollar more than I make here. I'll do it.
That's good
if you're really good, I'll pay you $9.50.
What?
I mean, you've got to show some skills.
Whoa. All right. Hope the bosses aren't listening. I'm taking it.
Just got an email.
Brody had surgery last week. Got to pay them medical bills, man.
Well, good talking to you, Buck.
You too, guys. See you later, boys.
Right, later,
good luck with your plumbing.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Man, I'm sorry. You know, all the my old listeners are hitting me up now, messaging me, going, "Oh my gosh, I really thought you guys were doing Cedars Hotel."
Was that the hotel music?
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
You could never, ever. I knew immediately, and your delivery was terrible.
I never did it. It was always
Buck. Of course
Buck.
You did.
Buck's the
man.
Sales guy.
Obviously, Teo and I would have to do it. One of us would have to do
it. Oh, yeah, I would never do it.
It was dreadful, man.
Yeah, pulling me into
my
this
bad.
Garbage.
My bad.
I'm just
my
saying.
My bad.
If you guys
would have
tried
made
to get me
excellent
to do it,
Charles
I'm going to do it as Eloise May.
Yeah, see, it would have been... Oh. No, but you don't want to tip them off, man.
I would tip them off.
No, see,
because
no.
I'm
the
not
two
about
of you would tip them off.
And trapping people.
That's true.
Yeah, Buck had a knack for it.
And for entrapment?
Now he's doing the same thing with real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all.
Yep. There you go. Sorry, guys. Sorry to do that.
Clap your hands, everybody. Oh. And everybody clap your hands.
Hey, what?
You want me to do some news?
Let's do it.
A 20-year-old in New Jersey found out a guy was dating his ex-girlfriend. So he went to the guy's house the other day, smashed up 5 cars out front, did about 10 grand worth of damage. It was the wrong house!
Why did you? It was the wrong house!
It was the wrong house!
Man.
That's cool.
That is...
Clap your hands, everybody. And everybody clap your hands.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
and
you
that,
gotta just walk, man.
That,
just
my friends,
away.
Is why you don't do things while you're angry.
Yep.
Your emotional response will backfire on you in some way.
Yeah.
It Revenge. Might not be $10,000 worth of damage, like in this poor soul's case, but it will be something.
Revenge is never good.
A new study...
Revenge!
...found that being obese might not take years off your life.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Yeah,
and everybody clap your hands.
Not gonna die.
Not gonna die tonight.
Well, not young, at least.
Thanks, Skillet. A study in Denmark found that if you have serious digestive issues, then foods with probiotics might help. But if you're healthy, they a waste of money.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Huh. So no yogurt. Full of probiotics.
I eat it for the protein. A woman in India gave birth to her first child last month. At the age of 72!
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
At her daughter's graduation, she will be 90.
You old, girl! Hey! Hey! You old!
Look at that.
At her daughter's graduation.
Yeah,
she'll be 90.
That's old school, man.
Congratulations?
Man.
Baby's healthy and everything.
Biological clock, nothing.
Her name was Sarah, husband Moses. Or Abraham. Noah. I get them all confused.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, says that his Jumanji remake, I just said it.
Oh, no.
Will pay tribute to Robin Williams.
He's playing the genie, I heard.
Quote, no, you have my word. We will honor his name in an earnest and cool way. I think his family will be proud.
I'm excited for that.
I
think it'll be good. Anything The Rock does is good.
You never, ever, 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 ever remake a Robin Williams movie.
Why?
Ever. Because it's going to be compared to the original. You just got to, no, you don't even touch it.
Yeah, but dude, remakes are legit. Did you see that new RoboCop?
Yeah.
What about
good.
That new
that
Point
was
Break?
Good.
Yeah, that was good. That was way better.
Sorry, I think I just had a mini.
What
stroke.
About that new Total Recall?
I actually didn't even see it.
I
starred in it.
I recall it.
Wow, you do look like him. You look like Colin Farrell.
You weirdo.
Wait, are you really just? Are you being? You weren't in the group yesterday. Yesterday, Nancy Reiman was trying to get me to sign autographs in front of strangers because we were downtown filming something. To try and prove that I looked like Colin Farrell,
you
to
really
see how
look
long
like
it took
him now without the beard.
Until somebody like ran up to yeah.
You do look like Colin Farrell.
Thanks, I get that a lot.
Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors was unanimously named NBA MVP.
Nice.
So I'm talking about Lando.
Not even LeBron James or Michael Jordan can say that.
Yeah, it's true.
Unanimous decision.
Man, it was so cool watching him the other day because he's been injured. He's been out for a couple weeks. He comes back, first game back. And he had 40 points.
Wow.
Dude, he is a
That's
baller.
Talent. Amazing.
That's shot talent. Caller.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. The Antiques Roadshow people valued a jug at $50,000, claiming it was from the late 19th century.
Wow.
Turns out they were a little off. It was made by a high school art student in the 70s.
Fail! Well,
are you serious?
It was a weird time for everybody.
Wait, did they buy it?
I don't know, man.
Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Because I've gotten sucked into watching that show.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool to watch because these people, they're at this road show, so there's a ton of people everywhere, and they bring in their antique, and then this
Oh, the snooty, moody guy who just thinks he knows everything about antiquities says, oh, let me look at it. And he's studying the lines on the pot.
And ninthly, you can tell from the degradation to the clay.
$5 million.
And do they buy it on the spot?
Yes.
Yes, they do?
It
right
no.
there.
Oh.
They don't.
So
they,
it's that it doesn't mean
it is a correspondence
anything.
Over email and bank transactions via the internet.
This pot is worth $50,000, and then you got to like put it on eBay and hope that it'll go for it. That's stupid.
Actually, I think at the road shows, I think that's where people go to sell them.
Oh, really?
I think.
I prefer not to go outside.
It's like the flea market.
Really?
For antiquities.
The New York Times had to print a ridiculous correction yesterday. They had accidentally written that a Muslim leader's Snapchat name was, and I quote, Pimpin' for Paradise 786.
That is not cool.
Nope. You're gonna be a little offended by that one. A little bit. A Texas town has approved a bond to build a $62.8 million high school football stadium.
See, now that's sinning right there. That's sin.
It will reportedly be the most expensive high school stadium built to date, less than 5 miles north of the $60 million one in Allen, Texas. There was one thing we learned on tour. Is that you never book a Texas show on a Friday night during
Friday
football
night lights,
season. No one shows up, ever. Nobody. Even like the cool punk kids or whatever. They don't show up. Well, they all go to the football game.
And you know, everything's bigger in Texas.
It is. They have $62.8 million high school football stadiums.
They have a 72-ounce steak.
You know what? That thing better have a vending machine. Have you seen those? You put money into them and treats come out.
No kidding.
It's incredible.
In Texas, man.
I know. I wish we could have one. There's a new study that says junk food damages your kidney as much as diabetes.
Well.
That's terrifying. I think it's probably because it leads to diabetes if you eat way too much junk food.
Well, on my way.
Yeah, you are, man. You are just tearing it up over there. And that, my friends, and my family, and these guys working in here with me, is the last little bit of my news.
Clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands.
That's right, everybody.
Everybody pants now. Pants.
Little did you know that was just Teo doing that.
Yo, no!
Man, we're done with the show today, boys.
Preach.
All done. Man, thanks so much for being a part of the show. If you missed any of it, it'll be up at the podcast here in a little bit. I know we have, yesterday's show is up now?
Yeah, guys, it's not up yet. I couldn't put the podcast up yesterday because we had to leave for a work field trip.
Mm.
So I'm going to put two up today.
All right.
That'll be great.
You can go to Google Play for all you Android people out there. You can go to iTunes. You can go to our website, star88.fm, and download the podcast. You can support the station at our website as well. Thank you again to Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia for supporting our station. Thanks for all the text messages this morning on the live line, 585 Live. You guys can continue those throughout the day and night. And we got some good ones. We talked about gambling this morning. Is it okay for a Christian to gamble? We answered it. Well, you know, I think it all boiled down to whatever you do, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
And bet on black.
Always bet on black. We love you guys. Have a great day.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.